Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in this company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I mentioned near the close of the last record. This record you are now playing is another example of the completion backward principle, if you can possibly manage the time. Please play both sides at one meeting.
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. It's in the globe right there.
Really? Can I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here. Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. Yeah, I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
He ripping my car.
Yeah. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
Joe. Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it.
What are you, fucking retarded?
Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
I love Charlie Ball.
There are a couple of things going on around town we want you to know about. Oh, John and Mike, is this true?
Two favorite radio guys. I know you're a big fan of this.
I am!
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of the studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Now, I don't thought about this. I mean, cause I do like them very much, but they don't. They just strike me as kind of. I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe fluffy. But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
I
and
see.
And I already
announced
that I'm gay.
Okay. Anyway, so you can do that.
Shut up.
Okay, Mr. Robay. Lovely, lovely man. Lovely, lovely man. And I mean lovely. A very nice shapely butt. A very nice, very nice physique, if you will. I've admired that for years from a distance. Okay. All right, enough. Enough, enough, enough.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Or you don't know to fill a book.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All dressed in their Raider uniform.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
No music. Ran out of music.
The Raider uniforms aren't brown. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Harris McVideo and all the ships at sea. Say hey to America's favorite bug chasers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Robbie, and hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, a new episode on this
Friday.
January 24th. And here's your phone number, 877-365-3636.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Buzz was late. Just a pinch. 15 minutes.
Rat you out. More like 10.
For the sexual harassment video today.
I made it up. I watched what I missed.
Yeah, you did.
We all did.
I was late too, Buzz.
Same video as last year.
Ah.
There's nothing new.
I was on time.
Boy, where are all the people?
It's a full house.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Don.
What a F?
Oh, God. Not on the air.
Bye, Bobby. Bye.
Wow.
That is the best joke, really, that I've ever had.
Everybody's laughing at it too.
Every woman that I've seen today on the station, no matter who they are, young, old, fat, skinny, I just walk up and go, "Hi." Want to F?
And it's going over very, very well.
Because of the sexual harassment.
Yes, of course.
Video that we were forced to watch today.
You make that joke, but everyone knows you really take it seriously.
Oh, the offer? Yes.
The offer.
The video. The ridiculous video. The same video as last year.
Yeah, same video. Now we've all watched it, signed and said we've watched it.
Right.
And, you know, the stuff that they show in the video is stuff that I don't think I've ever seen around here, and I hope I wouldn't. You know, it's because the guys that would do that are dumb.
I love Charlie's balls.
I just hope that Oscar doesn't ignore the acting in the video.
Well, you know, I didn't know that the acting was done by employees.
Yeah. It doesn't show, does it?
It doesn't show.
It's all in-house talent.
All in-house talent. A couple of people I recognized from up in New York. And
the video, of course, hosted by a guy who I think should host his very own variety show.
Yes.
Our boss, Mel Karmazin.
Yes.
He's the very first guy that you see. Hi, I'm Mel. Welcome to the CBS Viacom sexual harassment video.
Absolutely. It was quite a show, and most of the people applauded when it was concluded today. So
yeah.
I thought, and the only person that really got a demerit today would be our own Timmy O'Bibene, who I believe it was Wendell pointed out to me was sound asleep, and I think it was Jason Tony that pointed out he was sound asleep towards the end. So at the end, the joke was, anybody that has any questions about this, see Timmy.
Well, it was the same movie as last year,
right?
I mean, they didn't update it for year 2003.
No, but the acting was as fresh as today, and just delightful.
And all of the ideals and the moral statements that were made in that video live today.
Yes,
throughout Infinity Broadcasting.
I think what I learned is that occasional offensive behavior is okay. It's the pattern that'll get you in trouble.
Yeah, watch out for that pattern.
I got a feeling. I was just talking to Alan Linewand. Oh, Robbie, do we have his tape around here anywhere? There it is, right there. I was having a chat with Alan a moment
ago. Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
Right. He told me that next week one of the parade of new Nimwits running this company is coming to town to meet with Mike and I. One of the new many vice presidents.
There's so many of them, so many power brokers, so many lieutenants.
Well, you keep an eye on him. If he says by sleeping with him you can advance in the company, he's guilty.
Well, watch out.
Alan said, are you looking forward to the meeting with this guy, Mike Hughes? I said, yeah, of course I am. Yeah, I'm losing sleep over it.
Right.
I said, I'm looking forward to discussing the sexual harassment video with him. And Alan got that look where he didn't know if I was kidding or not.
Right.
And I said, I especially want to show him this wall outside the studio where we have semi-nude pictures of Christina Aguilera.
Right.
And someone has put a giant ad from a porno magazine, and it says, I love black CEOs.
Yeah, right, right, right.
In giant letters.
Yeah, and that's when Alan created the new policy where that door will be locked now forever. That nobody will be able to be allowed back here.
Sealed.
There he is.
Acting General Manager Alan Linewand.
Anyway, not much of a show today. Not much of a show. I mean, not here.
No, here we've got a great show.
We got a great show for you today. Not much of a show with the sexual harassment video.
Right.
And I was hoping that they were going to ask for people from the crowd to come up and demonstrate.
I was hoping that we would be able to, but nobody did. And everybody really, after the video was shown, everybody scattered. Everybody got out of there very, very quickly. And
they went to the hotel.
I didn't even get a chance to see anybody. I looked at them all from afar, and Miss Bobby and I made eye contact.
Just wait until the next break when I walk the halls.
Yeah.
When I comment on women's bodies.
Ah, there you go.
And they're very good.
I plan on walking right up to Michelle and saying, great tease.
You know, with a body like that, you could go places.
How long ago did that TV commercial come out where the guy...
Had to be 10 years ago.
Yeah. The guy is saying that to the woman.
Hey, with a body like that, you could go places.
And is it the guy that gets smaller or the woman?
The woman gets smaller as she's being harassed, and then when she fights back and says, no, I don't,
and I don't have to take it anymore. She gets full-sized again. And he becomes, and she's actually taller than he is.
Right.
So he becomes, in effect, smaller.
Anyway, great video. Great pick-me-up on Friday.
Lesbian sexual harassment, that's what I learned today.
Yes.
Lesbian sexual harassment is just the same thing. It's the same thing. Same sex. Supreme Court has ruled same sex. You can't harass somebody even if you're of the same sex.
Really? So all the lesbians that work here now are covered as well as the straight.
Lesbians and gay men, and that's why Rob and I separated our chairs as soon as that section came on.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
How are you, sir? Again, your negotiation skills impress me. You have managed to work a sexual harassment movie premiere into your workday, and I congratulate you.
Oh, well, thank you.
thank you very much.
I like the
fabulous work, gentlemen.
I like the new policy of people congratulating us, and I want to get in a pre-congratulatory message to you, Mike.
Yes.
And to you, Buzz.
Really?
Congratulations on your upcoming 2 days in a row off.
Thank you so much.
Don.
Yes,
same
tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, we will, in fact, be off, and I congratulate you right back.
That's part of our great new contract.
That's very exciting. We get weekends off.
It's groundbreaking. We don't have to come in and do a show on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to be putting other programming on, and we couldn't be more thrilled about it. Congratulations on a weekend off.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Congratulations on your upcoming weekend.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
There's more.
I was listening yesterday, and I heard Mr. Skin. And
yeah.
I just wanted to fill you in on a website that I found.
Okay.
It's page3.com.
And it is?
Oh, is that British tabloid?
Yes. Page?
Are you aware of that, Buzz?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, is that with the topless girls?
Those are good pictures. They really are. Good
very
cheesecake,
nice.
As it were.
Are they better quality than the magazine? I mean, the newspapers that you get over?
Oh, absolutely.
So they're a little more glossy
color
on the internet?
Oh. Very sharp, yes.
All right, great. Thank you.
I thought you might like that.
All right. See you later.
It's good.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
How y'all doing?
We're doing great.
I got a pretty funny story for y'all.
Really?
It concerns sexual harassment.
All right, everybody, put on your laughing caps.
Here we go.
Yeah, put them on. Okay, early 90s, I'm in the Air Force. We're having this big, huge briefing about sexual harassment, right? And end of the briefing, my buddy stands up at the very end of it. And he goes, "Ladies and gentlemen, please remember that harass is one word."
I wish we had the crickets around.
I had a feeling we'd be disappointed.
Hi, gentlemen. Have a good afternoon.
Yeah, right. No apology?
No, he's gone. Gone like the wind.
No, the idiots never apologize.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, just remember, though, seriously, you can't spell harass without ass.
There you go.
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Up here in Seattle, can you find out about getting rid of certain people that are on the same station?
No,
we have nothing to do with that.
No, we cannot.
Well, they stopped right at 3 o'clock.
Well, I want to say something. Seattle has now become the hemorrhoid on the collective Don and Mike Show ass.
Because of calls like this.
Can you find out about that, Don?
Yeah, I'll find out about that. I'll just, pick up my magic phone, I'll eat some magic beans, and I'll make this happen for you. Hi,
then
Lisa.
Then you'll have a magic BM.
Oh, that's fun.
Thank you.
Isn't it supposed to be harassment now, since harassment, you're saying her ass? I mean, aren't you supposed to really say sexual harassment?
I think in that videotape, it was always referred to as harassment.
It was harassment. In the video.
And harass is not the proper use of the word.
Harris, wow. Good morning.
Harass.
I love that show, Rob.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Lisa. There she is.
I love Charlie's balls.
There she is.
Hey, Lisa.
Yeah.
Nice jeans.
The guy from...
You like my ass, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
The guy from Seattle, of course, hung up.
Of course he did, because he's a bad caller.
You know, we've been through this, and through this, and through this. Mm-hmm. The station in Seattle runs the show from noon until 3 live.
Right, right.
If you want to hear all 4 hours, tune in at 7 o'clock tonight when they rerun the entire show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. If you don't like it, you know, go to the radio station and take it up with the general manager.
He's gone, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Hello. What?
That's a line out of Goodfellas.
Don and Mike, hello.
Remember when Joe Pesci gets whacked?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Hello there.
Don and Mike, thanks for a great week of radio. And I want to let you know tonight, when I get rid of my weekend load, I'm going to shoot it right in her hair.
Wow.
You shoot it in whose hair?
Your wife?
Whoever's there.
Your wife?
Whoever's there?
You mean like you might be in like a Burger King or something and, hello?
Hello, are you there? What are you doing? Hello?
Yeah.
Driving down the road.
No, no. When the event happens and you said you, will it just be an innocent bystander? Will it be a drive-by shooting? Do you have a target in mind?
Well, I have a few targets in mind.
Okay.
You know, there's nothing quite like the clipped response.
Yes.
You know, leaving it all on us.
He thought it through.
Uh-huh.
Where are you calling from?
Occoquan.
Welcome to the Friday's show. Today's theme, guys who think they're funny.
And just leave us out there, you know, and then we got to clean up the mess. We ought to give it right back.
Mess.
No, don't talk at the same time we're talking.
That's another thing you guys do.
You all do that because you get your thought, because you're thinking slowly. You get your thought, and then you just, you know, can I say eject?
No, you can't.
Okay,
you cut loose.
You cut loose with your thought as soon as it comes into your brain. I think we ought to lay it completely on him.
Right.
Let him punch his way out of it.
Yeah, go ahead. Save us.
Go ahead. Save us. But turn this around.
I apologize.
No, you got to give more than that.
You got to do more than that. You got to save this phone call. You got to save this bit now. We came to you.
We're going
to
be clipped and we're going to shut up now, and it's all on you. Go.
Go.
There you go.
And he did.
Ass.
God damn it.
I know.
God damn it.
Like two in a row.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
More than that, I think.
I think three in a row, maybe, yeah.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
This is Kevin from Mission City.
Hi, Kevin.
Hey, work for the water department. And we've had major breaks. I'm going to slip by your house and make sure there's no broken pipes for you.
Okay, thanks.
Four in a row. Four in a row.
Next.
Four in a row, Mike. It's whatever.
It's Idiot Friday.
Yes, it is.
You work for the water company.
And Don,
yes.
Get rid of those nasty, ugly barricades you had out there.
What barricades?
You got barricades in your backyard. I'm going to get rid of them for you.
I do not have barricades in my backyard.
Is this like a stalker guy that is all giddy because he, you know, somebody told him where you live?
Oh, no, I've moved. I've moved.
He doesn't live there anymore.
So wherever you think I live in Ocean City, I don't live there anymore.
Well, what do you think of that?
I know exactly where it is, buddy.
Really, buddy? Give me the address, and if you're correct...
Well, he knows.
All right.
Are you a stalker?
No, I'm not a stalker.
Well, I mean, obviously
the
you're a stalker.
The guy knows my address. How do you know my address?
Because I saw you in town. I saw you turn up there.
What do you mean you saw me in town? I don't drive around with a giant sign on my car that says, I'm Don from the Don and Mike Show.
No, but you drive around in a giant truck. Everybody knows your truck. You talk about it all the time.
No.
I drive a car that a lot of people drive.
Right, but not everybody has the tag that you have around your license plate.
You know, you would be a stalker.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding you. You're a stalker.
What do you mean that because I've got one of those Green Bay Packer license holder things?
And I've been to your show. I know what you look like.
But you're a stalker. I mean, a lot of people that live down there came to the show, but they wouldn't know where he lives. They wouldn't know what his car looks like.
I saw him driving down the street one day. I saw him turn up there.
Let me explain to you where you're different, okay?
Wow, you're scary, dude.
Let me explain why you're different. And you're giggling about it, but this is not exactly giggly stuff here, you know. The vast majority of people that live down there and might have come to one of our shows don't know the information you do. You're indicating everybody knows this. No, it's you, pal.
Yeah, I know, because I'm the fortunate one.
No, you're the stalker one.
No, I'm the fortunate one because I have your phone number now on caller ID, and if by chance a rock should go through my window or anything should happen, now I know when I can call the cops and I say, well, I don't know who it might have been, but I know I got this phone number of this guy.
Now, you're giggling, but let me explain to you. When we're out and about and somebody, like, sees us and recognizes us from maybe doing a show or coming by here or doing something, you come up and you say hello. That's the way we like it, okay? What I don't like is the kind of people like you that stare because they don't have any balls, and they follow, and they don't have the balls to come up
and then
like one-on-one, and then you call in.
And you call up.
Like you're some kind of psychopath. Do you understand why that would cause us concern?
Mike, I can totally understand.
Yeah, that, I mean, I mean that, really. Because
no, seriously, I understand.
When we see people, I was saying this to somebody just the other night. If you see us out and about, you know, come up and say hello. Or say, you know, hey, you know, I listen to the show. Mm-hmm. You know, it's fine, and we prefer it that way than to have the guy
but
that's like following you up your street.
It's got to be pretty goddamn random in Ocean City to be driving.
What are the odds?
To be driving my car and to have you spot my car and then, hey, thanks for following me to where I live. You don't think that's weird?
No. It was just all coincidence. Trust me. I got enough going on that I don't need those.
Yeah, it was all coincidence that you followed me, you know my address, and then you called the show.
And not to mention that whole barricade thing you were talking about.
Right.
Your other property where the tornado hit?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little weird, sir?
No.
Yes.
I'm trying to be nice.
No, you're not being nice.
Good day to you, sir.
No, now he's going to hang up. No,
don't hang up.
Don't.
Well, it doesn't matter because I have your number on caller ID. And I am protective of my family's privacy.
And your domain.
And what?
Your domain.
No.
Well, don't you want, I mean, you said, you know, I'm going to give you credit because at least a moment ago, you said you understand. If you understand.
No, I agree. I totally understand.
It just weirds us out, man. It creeps me out and it creeps Don out. Because it's like somebody's staring at you and then it's like looking at, you know, in a window with binoculars.
You know, and you're following me and you're finding out where I live and then like an ass, you're calling the show. I mean, what was the point of that?
No,
you know, a guy walks up to me the other night. I'm out and a guy walks up. A guy I've never met before. What? Did he hang up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course he did.
Hold on a second.
Guy walks up to me that I've never seen before, walks up and goes, are you...
I got it. The number of your line
is
coming.
Hold on.
1-4-2-5-3
Okay. All right.
I said, are you Mike? I said, yeah. He said, hey, I've listened to your show for years. Bam. Thank you very much.
It's fine.
Bought the guy a beer. Bam. Over. Done with. Thank you very much. Said goodnight to him. Walked over to him.
I mean,
shook his hand. It was easy. That's what I like. Come up. Say hello.
I'll even give the guy this. Let's say that the odds, you know, I think the odds are against this, but he somehow does spot me driving down the road in Ocean City, and maybe he's curious and he follows me. Oh, that's where he lives. Great. Don't call me up and tell me that.
Or beep the horn and go, you know, a little wave.
Right.
That happens
too.
That's fine. But no. No, well, you know, it's the type.
Because you know what I'm going to do now?
Little creepy type.
What I'm going to do now is I'm going to go to anywho.com, and I'm going to type in your phone number, and I'm going to find out where you live.
It doesn't feel good, does it?
Hey, Lisa, why don't you, would you mind doing that right now? Go to anywho.com, anywho.com, type in the guy's phone number, and it'll give you an address.
Because no matter what they say about just trying to be nice, he's not trying to be nice.
No.
He's trying to be a swinging, you know what.
Show up.
Right, hey, I know where you live.
Giggle, giggle. Mm. You know, that'll upset him.
Yeah. Right.
Right on.
Well, I know where you live, too.
God.
See how you like it when I come perusing by your place some Saturday night. Except you're such a dick, you'd probably like it. Hey, look, there's Don from the Don and Mike show outside my house.
He would.
He'd love it.
He would.
Christ.
I always think that is my absolute pet peeve as far as somebody that'll see you out and about, won't have the balls at that moment to just come up and say hello, and then we'll get the call. Hey, you know, I saw you. You were eating a lot of popcorn at that movie theater, duh.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing, Jake?
Pardon me?
This is Goni from Israel.
Oh. Yes, for me. Hold on, Joe Ardinger has stepped in.
Joe.
Hi, Joey.
Hi, I think it's time to warn the callers today.
Oh, really?
It took me clear in... past the intro of the show to get somebody who could string a sentence together.
Right.
Having a lot of problems, everybody, just because it's Friday.
Well,
don't call the show.
Joey, it's Super Bowl weekend across America.
Everybody's excited, I know, but if you don't tighten it up, then the guys just might go to no call on Friday.
Oh, boy.
We don't want that.
We need his theme. I love it when Joe lectures the audience.
Yeah. Well, Joe's got a point. When Joe comes in and has to do that, it's a cause for concern.
And here he is again now, everybody.
Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe.
Phone screener Joe Ardinger. I love it when you lecture. Go ahead, Joe.
Let's just remind the listeners, before you pick up the phone, perhaps you might want to write down your sentence on paper so you can read it out and get it out in one fluid act.
All right.
Because I don't want to have to waste my time trying to decipher sentences where the words are in the wrong order.
Joe, in one word, how would you characterize the call so far on today's show?
Well, as my friend Will, who's on the board, called in, they're simply not stepping up and bringing it to the table.
Okay. Joe.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for the one word.
And I appreciate that. Thank you, Joe. The callers in advance.
All right.
Thank you, Joey.
And Joe, just for future reference, work on the, like, maybe you could have like 10 categories, you know, of one word. The other day was ornery. Yeah. You know, just see if you can, you know, when you get some time, put down like one word to describe the calls for the day, okay?
Yeah, maybe we'll come to you like in the weather center or something where you can give us the forecast.
Cloudy, sunny, ornery, or, you know.
What I like when I'm watching the Weather Channel, the one I like is where they say ceiling,
right?
And it's always 100%, you know, visibility unlimited.
Right. Right.
Yeah, of course, if you're looking up in the sky, it's unlimited if it's not cloudy.
Absolutely, right. Unlimited.
And one day, I'd love that for Joe to come in and say that the quality of the callers is unlimited.
Unlimited. That's a good word.
Yeah, the quality of your phone callers, there is no ceiling on them. They are unlimited.
Yes, we'll wait for that.
Lisa, would you bring me the guy's phone number, please? I'd love to call him back.
Yes.
Visibility today for the callers, whiteout conditions.
I'd like to give the guy a call. Because I'm going to be spending some time up in Ocean City, Maryland soon. And perhaps I can arrange a little rendezvous with him.
He's wonderful.
Maybe I'll just drop by.
Make it all right.
Drop by unannounced. You know, just stop by.
See what's in his yard.
Hey, it's me, your favorite DJ. You got the number?
And he works for the water company. And did you hear the joy in his voice when he's talking about, pipes are bursting all over the place.
He offered to go by Don's house and check.
Yeah.
What's the last number?
Oh.
Thank you. Gotcha. Let me call this guy back. Just tell him I'll be stopping by.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Hold on, let me take this off the air.
Yeah.
To do all of this legal and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right, of course.
Hey, douche. Hey, douche. I'm going to be in Ocean City next weekend. Would you mind if I stop by? Yeah, and how would you like me to give out your address on the air? I can give your address out on the air.
You'd have to come on the air. You'd have to ask his permission and then put him on the air and have him say that on the air.
Do I have your permission to put you on the air? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't mind if I give out your address?
No.
How about if I give out your phone number?
I don't care, but this isn't even the same dude.
Doesn't sound like the same guy.
No.
No, but I got a real funny joke, and if it's not funny, then you can give out my number.
No, hold on a second.
It's a different guy that we're talking to.
This is another guy. But it's a guy that's...
I'm in Seattle.
How could this be, though? It's a guy who's listening to the show. How could we...
I don't know. Lisa, I was trying to call, and then all of a sudden, it did a little...
No, what happens is we got the wrong caller ID.
Yeah, no, we got the right one back there somewhere.
Well, if you're calling a guy in Seattle, then it would be...
All right, go get me the right one, please. Jesus, for goodness sake.
No, we got the wrong caller ID because we're calling a guy in Seattle.
Yeah, this guy.
And that guy was from Ocean City, so we got the wrong caller ID.
But we have the right caller ID somewhere.
We must.
It'd be right before mine.
Right before yours. Okay, thank you.
Can I tell my joke now?
Pardon me?
Can I tell my joke? It's real funny.
He's offered his phone number for a joke. I'm not sure.
All right, go ahead.
Wait, does he understand?
Why did Tom Likas cross the road?
All right, that has to be deleted. Please call this guy. His number is area code 425-327-1302. There you go.
It's just trouble.
Goodbye.
That was funny.
That was not funny.
That was so funny.
I mean, we had to delete it out, but even if we didn't have to delete it out, if you hadn't used...
I will say your heart's in the right place.
The word you used, but it wasn't funny.
Oh.
Goodbye.
All right, well, the weekend.
Yeah, right. Bye-bye.
Man, oh man, oh man. Every now and then, well, usually on a Friday.
You know what I think I might do?
Big Friday.
During a break, this might be great fun. Being as I have... the guy's cell phone number that leads to some trail somewhere.
Yeah.
I could call the Ocean City Water Company.
Right.
And say, hey, listen, I got a guy. You got a guy.
Right.
Who's like stalking me.
Right.
Who's calling me up and saying that he's going to check out my house.
Of course.
So maybe I'll do that just for fun during a break today.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
If you guys want, I live in Jersey, and I ain't doing nothing this weekend. I'll take a ride out to Seattle. If you give me that guy's address, I'll go kick his ass for you.
No. It wasn't the guy in Seattle. It was a guy in Ocean City. That would be an even closer drive for you, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be a lot faster and be a much stronger ass whooping.
More time for that.
Thank you, my friend.
She doesn't have to drive as far. He can take more time whooping ass.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
I know where you work. I've seen you driving there. I'm watching you now.
All right. That's good. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Jeff. I just wanted to invite you to Cordell and I's little Super Bowl party.
Hold on. He's doing a gay. I'm tracking with this. He's doing the gay Jeff Garcia voice.
I'm not gay.
And is Cordell supposed to be Cordell Stewart?
Of course. Me and Cordell are having a bash down in Key West. We're really going to be packing him in there Sunday.
Who besides you and Cordell is going to be there?
A few celebrities. A local celebrity, actually. Sue Palk is jetting on down.
All right.
That's nice.
Get out of here. Bye-bye.
Okay.
See ya.
Right, well, maybe turning a corner a little bit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I would like to say a nice, funny joke to Don and Mike, if it's possible.
This is us.
Hey, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize that.
Well, you know, you forfeited whatever chance you had to tell a joke with not knowing you were on the air.
Yeah, right, because as we've explained many times, when you hear that distinctive whoosh, that immediately tells you that you're on the air unscreened.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Oh, thank you.
Go on.
You know, someday, would you give me the number of Bill Gates? I know we've called Microsoft up in Seattle before. Mm-hmm. I'd like, and I think with our new contract, we could afford this. The technology, and I promise I wouldn't abuse this, mm-hmm. just once a day to just, you know, on Star Trek, they had the phasers that would be either on stun, medium stun, or kill.
Right. Yes.
Right. That once a day, I would like the privilege through technology to either stun somebody, medium stun somebody,
right,
or just outright vaporize them.
Yes, this is true. Yeah, especially some of the callers like that last one with the bad judgment.
But I wouldn't abuse it. I promise I wouldn't.
I know you would.
And I know Bill Gates. I know Billy G.
First week you'd abuse it.
Could come up with that.
Maybe a little
first
holidays.
Week you'd put it on kill.
Just to see if it worked.
Right.
Could you save them up if you didn't zap someone for like 3 or 4 days? Then could you kill 5 people?
Sure.
Rollover.
Absolutely.
That's,
hello.
That's wise accounting.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I live over here in Denton over in the Eastern Shore. I'm a fugitive recovery agent. My name's Craig.
Wait. You're a what?
You're a what? Your phone dropped out. What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm over here in Y Mills right now.
And you're a fugitive what?
I am a fugitive recovery agent, I am a bounty hunter.
A bounty hunter.
Okay.
I live on the Eastern Shore here, right in Denton, and it would be my pleasure, if you'd like, I can go down to the water department and find out who's doing what.
That would be nice.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We could do that, or, I mean, I could find out where the guy lives and everything. See, I'm a big guy. I'm like 6 foot, and I'm like 265. I look kind of like Sergeant Schultz with blonde hair and stuff.
Hey, handsome.
I could go to the water department dressed in drag and say he's my gay lover.
That would work.
Excuse me, Donald, I'm speaking. Excuse me, Michael, don't laugh.
Right.
It's not very funny.
Okay.
All right, goodbye. You know, you actually had me there for a second. Yeah. And then, you know, he wanted to be the world's funniest bounty hunter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the theme today.
Funny Friday.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, this is Joe from Vegas. How you doing, buddy?
Hi, Joe. We're doing okay.
Hey, you know, you guys keep talking about coming out to Vegas. I got one more reason that Mike definitely needs to come.
Tell me.
The world's largest strip club just opened.
What's it called?
It's called Sapphires.
What's it called?
Sapphires.
Sapphires?
It's right down the street from our casino. So, you know, come out and visit, take you down in the limo. They have VIP sky boxes. This place is so big.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the sky box is actually one of the dancers' boxes.
Well, you know, I'd love to go out tomorrow.
All right, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Sapphires.
I think we actually have 2 trips to Vegas coming up. I don't know if we're doing any radio shows when we go out there. HBO has given us a trip to a prize fight. Ooh. Out there, and I know that Frida and I were going. We're going with the Spiewak,
right?
Because Mike graciously donated his 2 tickets to Rob and Carrie, and then Leah Remini's pushy sister Nicole keeps calling us, asking us,
when are you going to get Angelo's bachelor party at the Bellagio?
You know, maybe we could do the bachelor party at that place the guy just called about. If it's the biggest and they have skyboxes, we could have it done there.
Could make it happen.
Yeah, promote the place a little bit. You know,
hello, Don and Mike.
VIP
hey guys.
Treatment.
Hey.
I have my thoughts together. I'm going to try to be the best caller possible.
Well, thus far you already are.
Thank you.
You could hang up right now
be a winner.
And you'd be the best caller we've had today.
I'm going to take my chance. I think you'll like this topic.
All right.
They've come out with a Lieberman for President yarmulke.
You win.
Yeah.
That was a good call, and he organized his thoughts, too, and he doesn't have to say anything more.
There's a website if you'd like to see it.
Yeah, Buzz, bring this up. What is it?
It's joebeanie.com, and I'll spell it. J-O-E, like Joe, B-E-A-N-I-E.com.
Winner!
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Very good.
Bye-bye. Bye. There you go. Now, see, he wouldn't be fazed.
No. Nope.
He wouldn't be stunned. It wouldn't be medium stunned. Is it a real side Buzz?
Yeah, let me swing it around here.
All right, let's take a look at Buzz's computer. JoeBeanie.com.
All right.
Right. They're yarmulkes for Joe Lieberman.
Good job.
$12.95.
That caller gave and gave and gave.
He did. $12.95. But I bet you could get it at a discount. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Wayne from Wisconsin calling. How you guys doing?
Yeah, hey there, Wayne.
Hey there, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys ever come to Wisconsin do shows?
No.
No. Too cold.
No, man.
Too muddy in the March and, too hot in the summer.
Yutter.
Okay, there.
Yutter. Yutter, hey.
Okay, bye there.
Thanks, guys.
Listen, I did want to mention that we had talked about this last week, the craze sweeping the nation, J.O. parties.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we were going to have a Super Bowl J.O. party hosted by Dennis Murphy. Well, the wonderful legal department at Infinity Broadcasting has, pardon the pun, shot that idea down.
Oh, that's too bad.
They said that we cannot sanction a J.O. party and ask our listeners to go and have Dennis, a representative of the show there,
right,
with a tape recorder, recording before and afters. But we would like on today's show to find somebody from one of our cities we broadcast to,
right,
who would be willing to host a J.O. party. You get your own roster of friends together. Tell us about the party, who you're inviting. Then call us on Monday and tell us what happened at your J.O. party.
Now, you do this totally on your own, because we can't sponsor it, and we can't do anything with it except have you talk about it.
Now, keep in mind, this party, and on Lycos.com, it was the third most searched party in the year 2003. It was birthday parties, mm-hmm, then it was like anniversary parties or something,
right,
then it was J.O. parties.
Amazing.
And we've found all kinds of websites devoted to these parties. And very quickly, I will tell you a couple of tips for men and women.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be having one of these parties this
weekend. These are tips that will help you throw a better party?
Oh, yes, or if you're just planning on
attending,
having a party by yourself this weekend.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, I am.
For women, to get the best parts of a man with none of the hassle, stuff an old pair of shorts with two pillows, one in each leg. Buy yourself a strap-on and put it over the shorts. This now actually feels like being with a guy. You can feel the heaviness of the pillows and the toy sliding and teasing as you move under it. You lean it against the couch and straddle it, and it stays perfectly still, giving you all the pleasure you need, and it's totally hands-free.
So that's not even for a party. That's just for the privacy of your own home if you want it.
Now here's one for men.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Squat. Squat down real low until your ass is hitting your feet. Then play on. For some odd reason, in this position, you get one hell of an O in no time, and you will also blow more stuff than normal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, pressure, I guess.
Here's another one for women.
Buzz.
For women. I know we got a break, Lisa, but hold on a second. For women, first you have to be kind of short, 5'5 at the highest. You also have to have a table that has round legs. Make sure you're wearing something loose like pajama bottoms. Prop your elbows on the table and wrap your legs around the leg. Go up and down repeatedly. It feels so great.
Fascinating.
You're having sex with a table.
Hmm.
Here's one more for guys, and it's called Pamper Yourself.
Soak a disposable diaper in warm...
Oh, dear.
Not hot water.
Oh.
Soak a disposable diaper in warm water until it's full.
Oh, no.
Hold on to it on one side, letting all the absorbent material fall to the bottom. Cut an appropriate size hole in the bottom and go at it.
Oh, dear.
Careful, as this can be messy, but it's quite a nice feeling.
Wow.
And then, anyway.
we all kind of got hooked up.
There's a lot of them here, and if anybody out there wants to have a Super Bowl J.O. party, we officially cannot sanction it.
Right.
But we can urge you to have one and report back on Monday.
Give us a call.
On the results of your Super Bowl J.O. party. And throughout the show today, we'll be giving you hints for your J.O. party, including using foodstuffs, creative contraptions.
Right.
Kinky tips, using objects such as recyclers, dial soap.
What's a recycler?
That is the thing that you, you know that big bin that you put newspapers and bottles in?
Like that big rectangular plastic drum?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Sandwich bags. let me see. Socks, of course.
You know about that.
I only use that to clean up with, though.
I know.
Slippers.
Oh.
BBs.
Oh, BBs.
Then you have a kitchen counter. Stuff, balloon stuff.
I'm back on BBs.
Here you go. I'll just show you one that, from the item section. What you do is you go to Walmart or Rite Aid or CVS or Duane Reade, and you get yourself, and they have a picture here, a brush.
Okay, a regular brush.
A regular brush. But they say that you should get this kind, the Bravado hairbrush by Goody. This is for women.
That's in a lot of drugstores.
You stick the handle up your you-know-what, and you move it very fast in and out. It feels great because there's a rippled rubber grip right before the bristles, which rub against your car.
You know
what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels great.
Fascinating.
But again, it's got to be the Bravado hairbrush by Goody.
Wow.
Ask for it by name. So we'll be giving you these hints throughout the show, and hopefully someone will call us at some time and tell us that, in fact, they're going to have a Super Bowl J.O. party.
Pretty amazing.
That, again, just for the lawyer's sake, we are not condoning, we are not sanctioning.
Not at all.
We have nothing officially to do with it, but if you you want to have such a party, go ahead and do it. Call us Monday and tell us what happened.
Pretty darn fascinating.
Wow. Time now for a call number or a 100 phone number, 877-365-3636 for the Secret Sound. Be the 100th caller, or to save time, I'll meet you at my house. we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ooh, they call me Senor Charlie, a really bad bandito. I go to Taco Bell and I eat a beef burrito. Yeah, I like this. Woo! Suave! Rico! Yeah!
Get to know Charlie.
Suave! I eat a big taco or a chimichanga. The sweet fried beef makes a deal so tanga. Buenos dias! Where's my lunch? Here's the salsa. Thanks a bunch!
Get to know Charlie.
Yeah, all right. Rico!
Get to know Charlie.
Rico! So suave!
Some call Charlie the perfect father.
Casa de Pepe.
The Don and Mike Show. Of course, Bruce. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Thank you, Charlie.
That's an oldie but goodie. Long time ago.
I just had a very interesting conversation with a supervisor at the Ocean City Water Department.
Ah, very good. Good for you.
And if you ever have a water problem in Ocean City, their number is 524-8388.
Very good.
Excellent.
You douchebag. Just so you know that I know the number. And I know your number.
You got his number.
I got it. And the lady on the phone was like, and what exactly is the nature of the complaint? So I ran through the whole thing, and then she said, Mike heard this part.
Yeah, this is duh. This is duh and double duh.
She says, could you describe him? And I said, stupid.
Yeah.
There you go.
And the girl's writing down, stupid.
So he was stupid, eh?
Stupid.
That could be any one of our employees.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey, you're the 100th caller, my friend.
Great.
And what's your name?
Irvin.
Hi, Irvin. Where are you from?
Spotsylvania.
Or should I call you Magic?
That would work. Or Michael.
Magic? Listen, here you go. I'll go skiing. A pair of passes to go night skiing at Ski Liberty Mountain Resort. There's always something fun happening at Liberty Mountain. Ski, board, and tube from 9 until midnight. Go to www.skiliberty.com. Now you play for $1,000. With a secret sound, a kind of common sound,
okay.
Non-electrical, that is heard in just about everybody's homes at one time in their life. Now, specifically, in the Spiewak home. And we believe also in the Burbank home.
Wow.
And, Rob, I double-checked in my home as well.
Oh, good.
Wow. Yes. So please listen. Don't answer until Mike sings like
Stevie Wonder.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is. Once again, blowing out my eardrums.
Yeah, it's loud.
The sound so loud, like a sonic boom.
Kind of.
Pardon me if everything in the room is shaking when you heard that.
Isn't she lovely, made from love?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at?
I am mad at him. I had a great song for him today, and it was going to be great, and I gave him the car before the show and said, do you want me to hang on to this? He goes, no, I got it.
Yeah, I got it. I brought it in, and she, you know, gave it to me early, and, awesome. You know, just bring him in 5 seconds before I'm going
to
do it.
I said, I wanted to go over it with you, and then I said I would hold on to it, and you said, no, I got it. I thought you put it in your pocket.
I did, too. Sorry, I'm sorry. Shoot me.
I don't own a gun.
Are you still there, sir?
Yes, I am.
For $1,000, can you name that sound? Come on.
The back of a alarm clock button. I don't know.
Oh, you know, we're sorry.
No, it's wrong, but I'll say at least it was a good guess.
It's electrical.
It was a good
guess. Well,
not all alarms are electrical, Rob. Some of them are those wind-up robbers.
Right, and they have a little button that you click.
Right? They got those two
big bells
metal
on.
Things on the...
Must be bells.
Anyway, it's wrong, but thank you, and don't forget that every guess...
It's a clue for you.
It's a clue for you. Yee. Okay, lines are open now if anybody wants to take us up on this offer of the J.O. party.
Yes. Fascinating.
Which, again, we can't be held responsible for.
Not at all.
But we'll keep giving you tips, pardon the pun, throughout the show. Maybe we can get someone, and that'll happen, and then we'll get the report on Monday's episode. Also Monday, keep in mind, we will have a truck full of fresh, wet cow manure for Mark, the very brave and strong Mark.
Yes.
If, in fact, the Raiders beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday, Mark will dive into the truck of cow manure wearing his underpants and socks and will swim it around in it for 10 minutes.
Very good.
So if you're one of those people like myself and you're really undecided, you're thinking, well, I just want a good game, root for the Raiders,
yeah.
Right? Because that means Monday we'll have a great show and everybody can come down to the parking lot,
yep,
and watch this guy,
sure,
jump in the manure.
Absolutely. So if you're undecided, looking for a reason to root for a team, that's one right there.
Absolutely. So let's go, Raider Nation. The Super Bowl, of course, who doesn't know, it's this weekend.
Right.
And, you know, there's tons of things that you can bet on besides the score. Now, yeah. a lot of people have the office pools going. I know that Cameron has the squares thing.
Mm-hmm. How many squares did you buy?
I bought 10 squares this year.
Oh, really? Wow. I bought two.
I bought 10. And
I bought one.
And how many you get, Robbie?
Four.
Cameron said, where do you want them? I said, I just close your eyes. Random. Just close your eyes and give me 10 squares. But you can bet on just about anything with the Super Bowl. Joining us now, the guy that we had on a couple of months ago when you and I went to Atlantic City.
The blackjack guy.
Yes, the guy who schooled us in blackjack. Let's welcome George Papadopoulos.
Hi, perfect. George.
Perfect. How you doing?
Hi, George. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We are now going to find out from George all of the things that you can bet on out in Vegas, wherever there's a line, I guess maybe in Atlantic City, I'm not sure, where there's a sports book that you can bet on.
Straight from Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
Okay, so besides the obvious stuff, like who's going to win the game, who's going to be ahead at halftime.
And would the game be the most heavily wagered on sporting event of the year, George?
Not only of the year. This is going to be the most, right now it's projected as the most heavily bet on Super Bowl.
Wow.
Of all time.
Last year, they did this is just in Las Vegas, they did $71.5 million on the Super Bowl was wagered.
And this is why the NFL is so goddamn hypocritical, that they won't let the city of Las Vegas buy commercials during the Super Bowl that don't even show gambling.
No, it's a promotional spot for Vegas, you know, a tourism commercial like you'd see, you know, New Jersey and You Perfect together. They won't let them run it during the Super Bowl because they don't want to be associated with
it. All right,
gambling.
Now, George, here's some of them that I know, and you can help us with other odd ones that people don't
know. Okay, I have a list of everything over here.
All right, now, I know you can bet on the coin flip, right?
Yep, you can bet on the coin flip.
Can you bet on which team will win? I guess can you. First of all, can you bet if it's heads or tails?
You can bet if it's heads or tails. These people will bet whether you know what the weather is going to be there.
Wow.
I've got a whole bunch of. Would you like me to give you some of the stuff?
Yeah, please.
Before you do, I'll tell you some of the things I would bet on.
Okay.
If I was betting, I would bet the Raiders will get the ball. I would bet that the first play is a screen pass to Charlie Garner. That would get at least 10 yards.
Could you be that specific, George?
That specific I can't be. We don't have that. I've got about 30 different proposition bets.
But... All right. Let's hear what you got then.
Okay. First of all, they're expecting $80 million to be bet.
Wow.
This year.
Wow.
God.
The team to score the longest touchdown in the game are the Raiders. That's the team to get the longest touchdown. The total gross yards passing by Rich Gannon, 260.
Now you're giving a number there. Does that mean like that's what the line
they're saying,
is?
They're saying is whoever, in other words, if you're betting, whoever gets closest to 260.
Oh, so that's the Vegas line is that Gannon will pass for 260.
Exactly. He'll pass for 260.
So you got to make a bet that says you think he'll probably do that.
Yep.
Now, can you be specific to say, I think he's going to throw for 300? Or are you just betting on the 260?
No, you're just betting on the 260.
So you say either over or under?
Over 200. Or under.
All right.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they're saying that Brad Johnson will pass for 231 yards.
So I think the over on that might be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I would take the over on that. Brad Johnson.
Right.
And probably take the under on the other guy. Oh,
yeah.
Hey, George, hold on one second.
Okay.
Hold on.
Got to remember, though, sometimes you have those quarterbacks that have 400-yard days.
Brian?
Yeah?
Are you going to have a J.O. party?
Yeah, me and my wife have been thinking about having one because we're swingers, and we've been thinking about having one at
okay.
our place.
All right, great. Hold on. I'll come back to you when we're done with George. Hold on a second, please. Sorry about that, George. Okay, give us the next one.
Okay, the player with the most yards receiving for Oakland. Jerry Rice.
What you're doing in essence is betting
that Jerry Rice will have the most yards receiving for Oakland.
Well, that's a tough one because it could be Tim Brown.
Easily.
It could be Jerry Porter.
I mean, he spreads it out, doesn't he?
Yeah, it could be Charlie Garner. It could be that tight end Doug Jolly.
Right.
Yeah, I would have thought before I saw this. I would have thought Garner. You know, I mean, the guy he's great. He's out there doing all kinds of stuff.
All right, give us another one.
Okay, the for Tampa Bay. Keyshawn Johnson, he's going to be the leading receiver.
Leading receiver, so you bet on that.
You bet on that.
Okay.
I would not bet on that.
Who would you say would be the leading receiver for Tampa Bay?
Either Keenan McCardell or Joe Jaravicious.
So, but you want to make that bet, right? Because you would think that it's
that
not
Keyshawn
going to be
would
Keyshawn
not
Johnson.
Be.
So you can bet against that happening, right?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
Yes. I think I'm beginning to understand it.
Let me ask you a question. See what you think of this.
Okay.
Who do you think for Oakland is going to get the most yards from scrimmage? How many?
Charlie Garner.
Yeah, that's right. How many?
175.
108.
108, you bet the over on that.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Total combined rushing yards. Who do you think would get the total combined rushing yards?
You mean for the team?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's got to be Oakland.
Yep.
And I would guess you got Garner, you got Tyrone Wheatley, you got, Richie never gets the ball. I would guess...
Rich Gannon doesn't scramble a lot, right?
No, he does.
Does he scramble a lot?
Yeah, he does. It's got to be over.
Not a Raiders fan.
It's got to be over 100 yards, right?
Yeah.
What is it? 120?
126.
Would you go with the over on that? That they'd get over that?
Yes.
I would go on the over myself.
So the goal when they're setting this kind of thing up, the goal is to get a number that is as accurate as possible.
Exactly.
Because the more accurate the odds makers are, the more chance they have for winning for the house, right?
Exactly.
All right. All right.
Exactly.
Give us another one, George.
Okay. The player to score the first touchdown. Who do you think that'll be? Either team. First touchdown.
Now that is fluky. That that really could be anybody, but my choice would be Jerry Rice.
Wrong.
Mike.
I would say Mike Alstott.
Zach Crockett. Money's on Zach.
Well,
first touchdown.
He's only had like 8 or 9 carries all year, and like right. 7 of them were for touchdowns.
Yeah.
All right.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So, I mean, you make a bet like that, you can win some money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. I get it every day. This is right up to date, right to the minute from Las Vegas.
All right. Give us another one, George.
Okay. Let's see.
There was a wacky one.
Wacky one.
A nutty one.
Rob.
Okay. The game's first scoring play. What is it going to be, a field goal or a touchdown?
I'd say a field goal.
I'd say a touchdown.
Field goal.
So
they're definitely going with a field goal. First, that's the first one.
Safety.
God, you could really either make a ton of dough, or you could just wipe out your life savings on this.
Oh, there's all kinds of things you can bet on.
All right, keep going.
Jerry. Okay, the team to use coach's challenge first.
That's a nutty one.
I'm telling you, they got some.
I would guess Tampa.
Raiders.
Wow.
Raiders.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, so we would obviously bet the other way on that one. All right, give us another one.
Okay. The first team to score in the game.
Oakland.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Team to score last in the first half.
Oakland.
Right.
Okay.
Will there be a 2-point conversion made in the game?
I would say yes.
No.
No.
So you
bet on that.
I bet the opposite.
Bet against that.
Okay, all right.
Will there be a score in the first 5.5 minutes of play?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
I bet that.
Ah, see, we'd be big winners on that.
Yeah.
Well, at least I think we'd be
big
winners.
Well, you have strong opinions on it, and if you go... You know, you go against what they're saying. It's, I guess you make more money if you're right and they're wrong.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What are the payout odds on these things?
Oh, they don't give the payout odds.
Oh, they don't? Okay.
No, they just give the... How about the team to commit the most turnovers?
Tampa Bay.
Oakland.
Oakland.
Really? Okay.
Money's on Oakland.
All right.
Who's going to get the most turnovers?
Oakland's got to, for penalties, it has to be Oakland.
Oakland's the bad boys.
Right.
The team to make the longest field goal in the game.
Oakland.
Tampa.
It's Oakland.
Yeah. Right. Janikowski. Big, yep. Fat, drunk Sebastian Janikowski.
Dramatica.
He's a man.
Okay.
Total points scored by Oakland. Total points.
I would guess 35.
I would say 130.
We're not playing the prices right.
I'm sorry. Without going over.
24.
24, that's a low-scoring game.
Yeah, well, Tampa Bay has a good defense. Hey, is there a line for how many points the Buccaneers' defense will score?
No. Not on their defense. But how many points do you think the Buccaneers will score during the game?
17.
10.
20.
No.
Wow.
No.
It's a four-point spread.
Wow.
And also, another big bet is total amount of points.
Total amount, I think it'd be like 52.
44.
44.
Mike, winner.
Well, no, I just, you know, added up the two. You know,
Right. I should have done that. That's why you went to college, I guess. What else, George?
How about the team to score the shortest touchdown?
Tampa.
Oakland.
Oakland.
All right.
How about the team to have the most first downs?
Oh, Oakland.
Absolutely. Will there be a score in the last 2 minutes of playing time in the first half?
We're saying no.
Yes.
Answer is yes.
Oh.
Team to make the most field goals in the game.
Tampa.
Oakland.
Oakland. Well, you guys are you're opposites of each other.
Yeah, well, that's what makes it interesting.
See, I don't think Tampa's going to score a lot of touchdowns. They're going to get down there and get bogged down and have to get field goals.
I think you're probably right.
All right, what else, George?
Okay. Teams to score last in the first half.
I thought we had that one already.
Oh, I told you that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was Oakland, right?
Yeah.
You know, it's a good thing we don't live in Las Vegas, Mike, or we would be broke right now.
Can you imagine if you're not a big fan of either team, I mean, this would be an incredible way to enjoy the game, but you'd really be, you wouldn't be able to relax and enjoy the game. You'd be thinking the whole time, you know? It's like, hey, you want another bowl of chili? Well, wait a minute. I want to find out who's scoring the shortest touchdown.
There are some of these, though, that appear to be no-brainers.
Right.
Well, you know, the funny thing about it, guys, is that you have to be in Las Vegas in order to get these, what I'm telling you. I mean, you can't call up the you know, sports over there and say, hey, what's happening? Who's going to score first touchdown? They won't tell you.
Oh, so you actually got to go in the place and see the board.
You got to be there. Yeah, you got to be there. You can't call
that's
up.
That's why this is also one of the busiest weekends in Vegas, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're sold out. This is like, you know, I mean, it just doesn't get bigger than this. It's bigger than New Year's Eve.
Give us a couple more, George.
Okay. Let me see if I can find something that's...
Because we got a guy on the line in Reno, and I might actually make a $100 bet.
Right.
And have the guy go front it for me at the casino.
Well, hey, you could do that.
Like, yeah, well, I know, obviously I could. I'm just trying to figure out which category I'd like to bet on.
Now, here's an interesting one, and they'll give you 2-1 odds on this.
Okay.
Raiders win by 1 to 6 points. They'll give you 2-1. Raiders win by 7 to 12 points. They'll give you 5-2. Raiders win by 13 to 18 points. They'll give you 4-1.
I would take the first bet.
Yeah, I would too.
I think it'd be a close game.
I think so too. Now, if you want real big money, you go Raiders win by 30 points. 30 to 1.
Ah, boy, $1 million.
30 to 1 odds on
that. Yeah. Okay, give us one more, George. One more. Because I'm fascinated by this.
Okay.
And I got to figure out which one I want to bet on.
Well, you know, bet on the one that the point spread's a good one and the total amount of points is good.
I want to bet on a player, though. I like betting on, like, how many yards Gannon will have.
Okay. Well,
maybe I'll bet on the coin flip.
That way you're
that would be a blast.
That way you would know right away if it's heads or tails.
But you can bet on either who wins it or whether it's heads or tails.
Right.
Because you got to know who's going to pick them.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't really matter.
I bet heads.
Always bet heads.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't. Based on playing Madden. The video game?
Right.
Tails comes up a lot more often than you would think.
It does?
Yeah. It does. Hold on. Don't leave it in the locker room.
Okay.
All right, give us one more, George.
Okay. The total amount of first downs by Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Total amount.
During the whole game, I'd say...
9.
No, I'd go 12.
14.
Wow.
14. See, I'd take that bet. I would take that bet, but I would take the under on that.
Right.
Yeah, I would take the under on that, too.
I'd love the coin flip, though.
I would take
the coin flip.
All right, George. Thank you, my friend.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Always great talking to you.
Hey, it's always a pleasure. Next time you come down here, give me a call.
All right, we shall. Thanks, George.
Thanks, George.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye. Now,
that's George Papadopoulos, professional gambler.
Now, we have a guy in Reno who says he will front our bets. Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
All right, now, Dan, listen. Can you get these same wacky bets in Reno as in Vegas?
Yeah, we have them all. I'm not at the casino right now, so I can't see the ones that he was saying, but we have them all, and they only miss them at the casino. They're not on parlay cards.
Okay. Then, if you would be so kind, and I would give you a finder's fee if I win on this. I would like. I think he said the line on Gannon was 240.
260, I think.
Was it? Which was it, 240 or
260? It was
260.
260? 260.
I will take,
the over?
If you'll put me down for $100, that Gannon goes over 260 yards in this game.
Okie doke.
And if I win, I'll give you 10%, and if I lose, I'll just send you the $100.
Okie doke.
And also, I'd like to bet $100 on the coin flip. I'm going to bet tails.
Tails.
Good.
Now, can you, I mean, can you...
I bet heads on that.
Do you want any of this action, Mike?
Well, how much cash are we expecting this guy to put up?
Yeah, that's my question. I mean...
You already got an extra dollar.
200.
200. Do you have the money to do this, sir?
I could do it for you guys. I trust you.
Well, no, I mean, well, yeah, we're good for it, but I feel weird putting you in the position. We should probably just make one bet each.
One bet each.
For $100
well, which
each.
One do you want? You wanted to do it first. I just before you say it, I'd love to bet. You're betting tails on the coin flip. I'd like to bet $100 on heads for the coin flip.
Why don't you just give them $100 then?
Why don't you just bet with each other?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we could do that, could we?
We could. We could save this guy the trouble.
Yeah.
And then we'd have something interesting at the beginning of the game.
All right. They have a lot of other props, and they have all the points, you know, the first half, under, over.
Why don't you do that? Why don't you bet with me on the coin flip and then give this guy $100
on the
Rich Gannon bet?
I'll bet $100 that Gannon goes over 260 yards passing.
All righty.
And that's all you have to do for me to cover me on that.
And I'll say he's under it. No, just kidding. Then we can take this guy out of the equation.
Hold on, and we'll get your information. Thank you, my friend.
All right, thanks.
And if I win, I'll give you 10%.
Sounds good.
All right, hold on a second. And then you and I have a side
heads. Bet. I say heads, you say tails, and that'll be right at the beginning
of the game.
Great.
Are you going to be home on Sunday?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to be at a party. I'll call you.
All right, call me.
Because that'll be a bet that we'll know immediately.
Right, right.
And it doesn't matter which team wins the toss.
Got to listen carefully, though, because, you know.
No, they got them all mic'd up and everything.
Yeah, and especially at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Heads, I win. Tails, you lose.
Fantastic.
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're trying to pull one over on me. I've heard you do that before.
I know.
Hello, Donna Mike.
On the coin toss, isn't it a commemorative coin where one team is on one side and the other team is on the other?
Yeah, but they still say heads or tails.
I think in the past what they do is they say this side is heads.
Since you're visiting team, you get to pick either heads or tails.
So yeah, it doesn't matter if they put Martha Stewart on one side and Winona Ryder on the other. It would still be, they would say Winona is head.
Right.
Yeah.
And Martha's tail.
Wouldn't it be great if they juggled and they had like a pig's tail and a human head?
Have you ever seen a Super Bowl where they've actually said, for instance, last year, this side is Rams, this side is Titans. That was 2 years ago. Call it in the air. And the guy goes, Titans? No. They always say heads or tails.
Heads or tails.
Heads or tails.
Well, what are you doing?
You're just being another Friday caller.
I just always thought that it was a commemorative coin. So you guys were saying, well, you're picking it heads or tails. Why wouldn't the bet be either the Titans win or the...
Because they call it heads or tails. And Mike and I are not betting on which team will win the coin toss.
What's going to come up on the coin? The teams are irrelevant. If the referee says it is heads, it doesn't matter who wins. I'm going to be the winner.
It doesn't matter if it's Tampa Bay or Oakland that wins the coin toss. We don't care.
Okay.
Okay.
God. And then okay. While he processes it.
It was that okay, like, okay, all right, see you at the Ocean City Water Company. Goodbye.
Yeah, have a good weekend, guys.
Goodbye, asswipe.
We're all out there today.
Now let's go to the guy who's going to have the J.O. party. Brian.
Yeah.
Howdy, Brian. And where are you calling from?
We're calling from Wichita.
Wichita, bud.
Oh, the best ones are out there.
KFH, FM, and AM coming through.
Have you done this before, sir?
No, but me and my wife are swingers. My wife was tossed around that idea, and I told her that you guys were talking about it on the show. And I want to say hi to my wife, Lisa.
Go ahead.
And you guys were talking about it on the show, and so we were throwing around the idea, and we've got some friends that are possibly interested in this deal, so we thought about doing that.
All right, now here's all we ask, is that you have this party before kickoff, that everybody does their thing before kickoff, and then we'll get your number, and we'll give you an inside number. You can call us on Monday, and you can and you can tell us what kind of stuff you did at your J.O. party, and what the results were.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. I'm sure my wife will be up to letting everyone know about it because she doesn't care. She's somewhat of an exhibitionist herself.
Is she a hottie?
Yeah, she's pretty good looking.
While we're on
I've seen real sex.
While we're on the topic, let me give you some kinky tips.
Ooh.
Okay.
From one of these J.O. websites. This is Mommy, I'm All Wet.
Oh, no.
It's for a guy. I like to put on a cotton diaper and vinyl pants.
Yeah, you see, this is all getting into that weird kitty crap.
I wet my diaper and get all warm and wet. Then I lie in my stomach and rock my hard-throbbing muscle inside my diaper until I explode.
Oh, Jiminy Christmas. That's a little too fetish-oriented for me.
All right, then how about this one? How about... This is for a woman. Spicy. A pure hot pepper. A chew on a hot pepper, and then float it up my canal. The burning sensation
that sounds interesting.
Feels great. Here's another one. Now it says, note, this might irritate. It's called Vaporize.
Oh, boy.
I get a tube of Vicks Vaporize. I lubricate it with saliva and stick it up my, in quote marks, stuffy nose. Then I sit on a chair and sit down to a lubricator. When you finish, the feeling is enhanced because of the risk.
Wow.
I bet there are a few trips to the clinic on Monday.
Always.
I think that spells trouble.
Okay.
We're gonna try some toys. We're gonna try some different stuff.
All right, hold on. Let me give you a couple more. Oh, here you go. Toilet paper pleasure. Take one toilet paper tube, one condom, and get some lube. Put the condom inside the roll and stretch the opening of the condom across the opening of the tube. Fold the end of the condom over the end of the tube and hold with one hand. Lube well and go like hell. Bonus, pull on the tip of the condom while you're doing it, and it feels like a BJ.
Wow, that sounds cool.
So many people have done so much research.
Here's one called the Big Gulp. You start a 64-ounce soda cup from 7-Eleven, the one with a handle. Get one of those rectangular knee pads with a smooth finish on it. Walmart sells them in their gardening shop. Roll up the pad and stuff it in the cup. Put a little water in it and some lube. I think you know the rest. You can tie the cup to something or use the handle to hold it. Here's another one. Shampoo bottle. Cut both ends off a shampoo bottle that is slightly larger than you are. Using two socks, one inside the other,
Jesus.
Push the toe end through the bottle. Cut the toes off the socks. Wrap the open end of the socks around the outside of the bottle and tape them. Duct tape works best. Now do the same thing with a long latex glove. Keep the fingers of the gloves intact except for the one that you can use for releasing pressure.
I have new respect for the trash man.
Use your favorite lube and go at it.
American, these are people that take a lot of time. American ingenuity.
Yeah, these people put a lot of thought into this, I think.
Now, here's one you might like. Bubble trouble. Get some bubble wrap and roll it into a cylinder. Bubbles to the inside with the inside diameter about the same as that of your thing. Take a towel, fold it over once, and roll the bubble wrap in it. squirt baby oil in, and pump away.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That sounds different.
Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me give you one more. Clean as a whistle. Oh, God. When I need the feel of a good oral treat, I take a giant bar of Ivory soap and drill a hole in the middle of it so my pipe cleaner will fit through it. Soap wet and go to it. The edges of the bar of the soap feel like a woman squeezing gently on me.
Oh, my.
When the hole gets a little too big, I use it to bathe.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, close. Wow.
Hey, can I borrow your shower?
And how about food?
Yeah, really.
Melons.
Yeah, well, melons are famous.
Get yourself a nice ripe melon or cantaloupe. Cut a round hole in the side a bit smaller. Next, take a fairly decent jar of Vaseline and fill the melon up. Put a condom on and work your way to an awesome finish.
You guys had a guy do that with a pumpkin, didn't you, on your show one time?
I think we did.
Yeah. Here's one for the guys. Use
well, that last one was for the guys.
Yeah, yeah, but no, this one is
really
exclusively for guys.
All right.
Well, I mean, well, yeah, the last one was too. But use a piece of bologna. Put it in the microwave for a few seconds. Then put the bologna in your hand.
Ow!
And you're ready to go.
Right.
The smooth.
I have to leave a pretty nice smell.
Yeah, really.
The smooth.
I've been with some different chicks before, but I think that'd be the most unique smell that it'd be left.
Garlicky.
The smooth bologna feels a lot like a woman. And then you have the liver giver.
Oh, dear.
All you need is a piece of liver.
Oh, please.
Almost thawed, but still a little frozen.
Oh,
once you can bend the liver, find the middle, and use a knife to cut a hole in the center about the size of a dime. Wrap it around you. The cold meat feels like the wet thing, the real thing, all wet and slippery. Proceed as you usually would, and just before you finish, make sure the hole in the liver is at the tip, and go for it. It is intense.
Yeah, but I swear to God, you better have an air freshener with you there.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty rotten.
Warm cottage cheese. London broil.
Oh, man.
Let me see. Peanut butter.
We'll try the toilet paper thing and the bubble wrap thing.
Oh, now here is... this one really sounds gross. Cornish game hen. Take a raw Cornish game hen, thaw it out, remove the giblets and innards, and wash it thoroughly. Set the hen on the table, drop your pants, and pump away.
Oh, my God.
It may sound gross, but what a turn-on.
I wonder what guy was standing there looking in his refrigerator and goes, that hen looks kind of fun from behind.
Sunday dinner.
Mm. Now, if you're wondering about what to use for lubricants, here's one that's recommended. You can buy it at toy stores. Nickelodeon GAC. You know, like the stuff they slime people with on
really?
Nickelodeon?
Wow. Huh.
Let me see. Then you have an empty box from a bar of soap. Get it wet so it can be shaped to fit you and start working it. The leftover soap turns slick and acts like a lubricant.
Mm-hmm.
Sandwich bag. Lube up with your favorite lube. Vaseline is good. Put it in a sandwich bag, not a Ziploc. Go in between the cushions of your couch and pump away.
Man, oh man.
Wow.
It really feels good.
You better have a lot of paper towels around this house.
I guess. Yeah,
anyway.
I don't know how many people are actually going to show up, but we'll see. Some people, I mean, there's four or five of groups of our friends showed some real interest in it.
Very good.
And here's the last one I want to give you.
Okay.
I like to use BBs, it says.
I was kind of curious
please
about
explain.
This.
Find a jar big enough for you. Fill it up with BBs bought at Walmart or any sporting goods store and start pumping away. I use protection. I found that makes it better. I've also filled the jar with KY jelly from time to time. That's the best.
Oh, yeah.
So you fill a jar with BBs, put KY, and then you go
to
town.
You put KY in the jar with the BBs?
Yeah.
Stir gently.
And then you do that while you're doing it. Anywho, Listen, Brian, congratulations.
All right.
You're having the unofficial Don and Mike J.O. Super Bowl party.
Yeah, we'll do it.
All right, and we'll get your information and look forward to hearing from you on Monday to find out exactly what happened.
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hold on a sec.
Well, he's going to go to it.
And we got...
he's off to buy BBs right now.
One more guy from Las Vegas. Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Hey, listen, there's a place here called the Imperial Palace. They offer like 180-plus prop bets, and some of them are interesting. Thought you guys might like it.
All right, give us one.
All right, most points, Raiders or Chris Webber?
Yeah, you always get the... There was one last year where it was one of the teams, or Michael Jordan.
I love it.
Who would score more?
Who will have more, Jerry Rice receptions or Jalen Rhode made free throws?
Wow. I would go with Jerry Rice receptions.
All right, who will have more, Bucks points or goals scored in all three NHL games played on Super Bowl Day?
That is amazing.
That's a great bet.
That is a great bet.
All right, give us one more.
All right. Okay, who will have more, Raider points or Yao Ming points plus rebounds?
I'm serious. You and I would both be in Gamblers Anonymous if we lived in Las Vegas.
It's pretty amazing. It really is.
All right, thank you, my friend.
Take care, guys.
Thanks. We got a break. All right, so you and I have our bet on the coin flip.
I say heads, you say tails.
I've got my bet that Gannon will go over 260 yards, mm-hmm. $100 with the guy on the book in Reno. And we've got Brian from Wichita, who's going to have our J.O. party.
And at least you're going to win one bet. The one against me. Does that always happen?
It's a lock.
Hello?
Hey.
Tom.
Hey.
Tom, now here's a valuable pick.
Long time no hear, Tom.
Tom, who are you picking in the Super Bowl?
Tampa Bay.
It's a lock.
Tom,
it's a lock, guys.
Why are you picking Tampa Bay?
Tampa Bay's going to take it all, and then they're going to take it all again.
Why?
Because I pick Tampa Bay because Don's going to be taking Tampa Bay because I want to come down and see that guy. What do you call it?
No, Tom, if you want the guy to jump into the manure, you have to pick Oakland.
Oakland?
Yeah.
Oh, do I have to pick Oakland?
If you want the guy to jump in the manure.
Then you'll lose.
Can you spell Oakland, Tom?
O-A-K. Oakland. L-A-E-N.
And how do you spell Tampa Bay?
T-A-M-P-B-A-Y.
Hey, pretty good.
So close.
And one last one. How about Super Bowl?
Super. S-E-P-P-B-A-L-L.
You got it,
Set
Tom.
Val.
All right, have a great Super Bowl, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Tom.
It's Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
La, la, la.
La.
All right, bye, Tom.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What? If I pick Oakland, I can come down and hold the money for you.
Hold the money for you, Tom. Listen, if the guy jumps in the manure, you can come down Monday and watch.
Okay.
All right, you want to take us to break?
Yeah.
All right, do it, Tommy.
Don and Mike, go to break.
Tom, you know better than that.
Come on,
Tom. Do it the right way.
Do it like a professional.
Like what?
How about we'll be right back?
Well, we'll be right back after these messages.
All right, take it from the top.
Don and Mike will be back after these messages and take us to the break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Robin Fez Show tonight at 7 on 106.7 WJFK.
Too bad off the beltway, slowing a little bit through Nutley and 123. Looks so good as you head out towards Gainesville. Still erratic to go south on 95, getting to the Wilson slow at Route 1. This support a service of Mega Millions from the Virginia Lottery. The jackpot is so big you'll want to keep it to yourself. Mega Millions from the Virginia Lottery. Current Mega Millions jackpot, $58 million.
Ah.
I'm Rob Edgar on the Don and Mike Show on WJFK.
He's gone.
I want to know, instead of getting mad at the way his team played, why did, during the press conference, why did it appear that Mike was holding back, trying not to cry like the baby that he is?
Well, Neil, I tell you what you are, I can't say on the air. But I tell you what, I'm 53 years old, and I my office is at 250 North Washington. Anytime you want to meet me there, you call me back on the air. You tell me what time and when, and I'll whip your ass. You got that, big boy? It's easy to hide behind a microphone, son. Let's get your face out in public and let's live where people have to see you every day, and we'll see who the gutless wonder is.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Good health, Mike, and I wish you anything you wish yourself.
Thank you, Larry. God bless you.
Mike Ditzler. Good guy.
Yeah, right.
They say the word pussy. Yeah. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Monday, if the Raiders win, we'll have the giant manure jump with that guy Mark. Come on, Raider Nation. Plus on Monday, I guess we'll be doing our annual review of all the commercials during the Super Bowl.
Amen.
Also, very soon on the show, guests. God, we got guests up the A.
Up the wazoo.
Yes, a sexpert who actually is a piece of ass.
Yeah. Dr. Natasha.
Yeah, you remember.
Yeah, she's got the best website. I've been on her website a bunch of times.
Yeah, she takes her top off when she comes in to actually about sex. Also, we're going to have the guy who's written the book about why guys watch porn.
Right.
Duh. And
it's 2 pages long.
A mystery guest next week.
Nice. Really?
Mystery guest. Everybody gets to guess who the mystery guest is. And next week, what else? We have Satan dialing for transvestite.
Very good.
Buzz makes the sex call for you.
All right.
More Stump the Joe soon. And don't tell anybody, but we're going to try and experiment one day next week. One break. The all-caller break.
Oh, good.
Oh. We once tried this for an entire show, and it was a horrible, horrible mistake.
You're not going to do it on Friday, are you?
An abortion, no. It was an abortion of the highest order when we didn't even talk. We just plunked down phone lines. So one day next week, because we're not afraid to try new stuff that sucks, it'll be the all-caller break at some point next week. Now, today... Friday. Oh, it's time for a Friday favorite and a new one here. A guy. Who, frankly, we've never parodied because he's a friend of the show.
Yeah, we love him.
But what can I say?
Hey, how are you?
We haven't had him on for a while, so...
You can have me. You've had me on a few times, but it's good to see you, Don. How are you?
John Madden, everybody.
How you doing, Zap? We're ready to go rock and roll. Big weekend, you know, it is Super Bowl. Everybody's getting excited about it. I know I'm happy about it. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and...
I'm not doing too hot. Can I sit down?
Yeah, have a seat, John.
Yeah, I flew halfway across the country, you know, and had a... I had a combination of
well, you don't fly.
Chicken chimichanga. Yeah, they made me fly today.
Oh,
believe it or not. Yeah, and then I had some Wendy's chicken corn and blue sandwiches. Oh, Jesus! I had those Purdue hot wings. You know the kind of get in your grocery store.
Yeah.
And a Hebrew National knockwurst. But I don't mind today. I'm just a little overwhelmed. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, you're my hero. And
yeah, you're my hero, guy.
I think one time I...
Yeah, that buzzer you used to play with Rudy. That's good. You guys are all right. How are you?
I think I've embarrassed you many times.
Oh, don't bother me. I get excited. You know, everybody gets excited about the Super Bowl and the things, the dripping and oozing, and everybody's all excited, and they're running around. Sorry about that. Oh, man. I need more Tenacity.
I know a lot of times I say on the show that having you on is like having Santa Claus on.
Yeah. You always refer to me, as a great John Mann, and I appreciate that from my heart. I do. It's nice you say that. It's good to be, you know, here in a studio with you face to face, and I haven't had that opportunity, and, you know, it's good to be with you, Don.
John?
Yes, John?
There are some things that I've never had the guts to say. I'm going to say them to you now.
I don't understand. I've been on the show, you know, a number of times, and... excuse us. And you can go ahead and ask away any question you can have. It's a busy time for me, and I'm real happy to be here.
You are the greatest.
Thank you.
But you are also
the
biggest whore in the world.
Thank you very much. I take that as a compliment.
Is there anybody you don't do commercials for?
Not anybody. If someone asks me and the money's right, I'll do anything. You know, right now I just like to say Ace is the place and Tough Acting, Tin Acting. We're real excited. I got a few others on the docket there. You know, they're some of the print ads where they use these big John Madden cutouts they got all over the... I shouldn't have stood up again. And, you know, that's what they do. But it's okay. Folks, this is John Madden. I'll have advertise your product. Whatever you want is good for me. I don't do Slim Fast.
You know, the cheesiest one you do is for Rent-A-Center, though.
Rent-A-Center, great product. You know, good opportunities for people to come out to your local neighborhood Rent-A-Center. They can get you anything you want, Rent-A-Center. You know, power tools, big stuff you can use to move dirt and you know, get your fingers dirty. That's what renting is all about. You know, you're renting the big products that you get with all the dirt under your fingernails, and you do it yourself, or it's a lot of you. You know, I'm working on a new thing, Rent-A-Ham. I'm a real shy about the Super Bowl, Don.
What are your feelings about not working with your longtime partner, Pat Summerall?
Oh, Fibolina? Pat's, you know, and I had a good relationship, you know, and Pat's, you know, he's one of the best in the business. I'm not going to sit here and slam Pat. That sounds like Pat, actually. You know, it really is not bad. I wish him the very best luck. Sorry we can't be together, but with, you know, that little wuss.
Al Michaels?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Pat actually thinks we're still together. He does. Pat's got a delusion that says, you know, I'm just lost on the bus. Madden Cruiser.
This guy, Al Michaels.
Yeah, Al is a candy ass.
We've had him on the show.
I can talk honestly with you. That's my opportunity to come in here. Here's the deal. This is John Madden. I just want to say... Al Michaels is a candy ass.
You know, you can
super turbo candy ass.
You can smell.
You can smell me?
No. Well, of course I can smell you.
Excuse me. Never eat a knock worse.
So you could smell the cheap aftershave of Al Michaels.
He's got teeth like BBs.
through the TV.
Little bitty, little shards of teeth. You know, like little rabbit teeth. You know, you ever see you get a small animal like one of those little shishi dogs, and they got little sharp teeth. You know, they're tiny little stubby little things. They got those stubby. Al's got stubby little teeth. And you know, he's got them where you can, you know, you stick your hand in his mouth and you get cut like it's like a razor. You know, one of them things you cut the real good serrated knives that they sell like your Ginsu's. You know, his teeth are just little nubs like that. You can saw wood with him. It's amazing.
And you have to pretend that you're friends with him, right?
No. You're on the road. You got things. You prep yourself for the games. And, you know, going around. But Al, you just keep your hands and feet away from his mouth, and you're not going to worry about doing anything like that.
Well, what about Melissa Stark?
She's a piece of ass. I tell you, you know, people don't think of me. If I can explain the tough thing about being John Madden is you know, you're not considered a sexual being. And I have trouble with Melissa. She didn't understand that. And, you know, there's all this talk about, me being, you know, the big John Madden, goofy guy, popular guy, man's man. I really desire ladies in a big way, and I don't get it. I don't get the kind of, attention that I should. And I'm bummed about that. I really, I just like to say, you know, zing. I'd like to, come on, Melissa, how about a roll? You know, and then that happens.
So there is
that happens. You know, it's real.
There's a sensual side.
There is
to John Madden,
and I can't complete. I'm just kidding. I can't really if I try real hard. Actually use BBs and KY. That's what I try to do. You know, you know me. I go back a long way. Mrs. Stark, she's good people. She's nice. I think she's somebody that's going to go places.
Where's she going to go?
My Madden Cruiser. There's anything I could say about it. She's a nice lady. She really is. I complete three times a season.
Wow, well, you have a very low completion rate.
Oh, well, you know, you got things you got to prep. You got to get yourself ready for the game, you know, and get ready on Super Sunday to talk about the game. You can't think about, like, distractions. But Melissa comes in, and, you know, she's wearing a sweater, and I get all hot and bothered, but she doesn't even give me the time of day.
Somebody told me that during pregame stuff, that you occasionally write bad words on your telestrator?
Yeah, just, I'll write the C word sometimes, and, you know, F and S and all those good things, wow. And jism. Sometimes just for fun, you know, just to crack up the crew. You know, you got to be careful because we can come back from our commercials, you know, and they'll have a big thing going on with the commercials, and then we'll come back from the commercials, and the guy will be talking in the thingy that I put in my ear, the thingy.
Yeah,
And then he'll come back from the screen, and I won't be watching that thingy they have in front of me that I watch the thing with the game on, and then he'll say, you know, we're back. Erase the jism word off there, and, I'll just get in all sorts of trouble. But, you know, I'm a star, so they don't bother me too much.
You know, I've noticed even now when you're describing the surroundings that...
Yeah, surroundings. I'm not a technical guy.
You use the word thingy a lot.
You have these experts and they do fine work, and I'm just really happy with the way that they're doing the work during the course of the season, and I think it's good that they've all got their act together and they know exactly what the technical words are for that. That's not my cup of tea. I just know football. That's why I talk with my hands. And I'm the first guy. I just want to say I'm the first guy that talked with my hands like this, you know, my big meaty fleshy ham hands, yeah, that I got here, and I'm happy to be part of the whole why did I have the Jimmy Charger? Oh, I'm doing better than that. It's the thing, you know, the square thing. It's like a little TV. It's a TV set is what they have in front of you. It doesn't have a rabbit ears or anything, but it's a TV. It's
a monitor.
Yeah, you know what it is. You've been in the booth.
A monitor.
We chatted up in the booth that time, Don. You came by and said, hey, the great John Madden, sit down and have a cigar with me. And I said, I can't smoke a cigar, but I'll chat with you. And they said, yes, what is it? It's a monitor.
John, can you tell me about your last BM?
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. This is great. Yeah, let me tell you about this. I got up this morning, first thing, huge. Actually, water. That's the key. You know, your best BMs, let me explain them to you. Your best BMs are the kind that poke their heads through, actually.
You want to use your telestrator here?
Yeah, here you go. All right, I'm just going to write it out over here. Here's your water line, okay? I'll make it look like waves, like you put a sailboat out there, and then you have a little, looks kind of like an island sticking out of the water, but it's actually me, you know? And that's what I call absolute 2 cubic feet of BM. Fantastic. I'm real happy about that. I really am. I'm happy being on your show, too. It's good to be here.
And Tom,
how was yours this morning?
Mine was...
Aren't they great? BMs are great. If you're not proud of them, your BMs are important for a guy. You know, bam, boom, bop. And you know, if your BMs aren't happening, then you're not healthy, you know, and you can't function like in society. And so, you know, I like to take a big BM every day and then talk about it and be proud of it. And if you can't be proud of it, mine are really, most of them are just absolutely huge.
Have you ever shown any of them? Have you ever called, like, Al Michaels?
I took a Polaroid one time, showed it to Pat. And he wasn't tracking with it. You know, he said, what's that? Is that some Caribbean island? I said, no, Pat, that's my BM. Look right there. There's a picture of it. He didn't get the joke at all. You know, it was full of corn and clams. Corn and clams.
Right.
It was fantastic. Jeez. Oh, man, I'm breaking a sweat just talking about it. You know, I get all worked up and boom, zing, zang. So I'm sitting there and I go, grunt, groan. And, you know, there it is. Man, hey, Pat didn't track with it at all. Pat's never had a solid one in his life.
Does it matter to you who's playing in the game?
No, you know, here's the deal. You know, this is the time of year where it's football. And football is the best thing in the world. And it doesn't matter who's playing. You know, it's just two teams. You know, they work hard all season long trying to get together. And what matters is not the teams. My BM matters. That's what matters for me.
You do say one thing that drives me nuts.
Well, you fire away. I can take constructive criticism.
The thing that you say is, like, when a guy wins the Super Bowl, Brett Favre or John Elway.
Yeah, Brett Favre. Here's a good quarterback right there. He's all Madden.
Your whole thing is that you say... Yeah. They'll never be able to take that away from
you. Here's the deal. You're never gonna be able to take that away from me. You be playing all season long, and then you get that, and that ring, when they put that ring on your finger, nobody can take that away.
Well, no, but the truth is,
I suppose if you were in a situation where you rolled into, like, an airport or something, and there was one of those guys that hangs out in there with a ski mask, and, you know, he had a, like, a 45 and put it in your temple and said, you know, you better give me that ring, and technically you'd have a situation there where the guy was coming across the bar parking lot and said to you, you know, stick up, you know, give me that ring, then technically I would be wrong. You were taking it away. But, you know, if you're talking about the whole idea of the concept, they can't take it away from you. But they could physically, I suppose, tackle you, and then, you know, you might chase after them and say, give me that, nobody can take that away from me. And then, zing, bang, you're running across there, and, you know, you can't take my BM away.
You on the Madden Cruiser?
Yeah, Madden Cruiser. It's great.
And
we had a little issue on the Madden Cruiser. It had a little stop up.
What was the problem?
We were coming across when we were heading out to San Diego, and we were coming down the interstate there. And it was my morning time, and I'm a stuffer. Are you a stuffer or a folder?
I'm a stuffer.
I'm a big stuffer. And once again, it happened, and we backed it up all over. We had new carpeting in the Madden Cruiser, and it right now I'd say that we're safe to say, you know, it smells like stool. You know, as a matter of fact, if you're driving in back of the Cruiser and you roll your windows down somewhere across the country, you can smell stool.
Do you ever watch porno in your Madden Cruiser?
Nah, I've got guests all. The only time I watch porno is when that guy from USA Today's on, that Rudy Marsky. He'll always flip around and say, where's the porno? He'll bring his own. He's got DVDs that he has. Yeah, he likes clown porn. He's a guy that really likes to, you know, get into it, sit around with the guys and say, let's watch some clown porn. But we're like, Rudy, you go back, watch that yourself, and you sit in the back, and he'll watch it for hours. You know, he doesn't even notice the stool smell.
What is your opinion of another broadcaster, friend of ours?
Yeah.
From CBS, yeah. Jim Nance.
Oh, he's a candy boy. Yeah, prissy boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's a golfer, you know, never got his hands dirty on a football field. You know, he can talk about sports, but you know, the thing about him is he's never really, you know, gotten into the whole thing. And, you know, and I'm sure he's probably never even had a large 2-cubic-foot BM like I have. That's the thing about it. And I heard he goes both ways.
You heard he goes both ways.
Yeah, I heard he's a Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he surrounds himself with these big guys, and he's a kind of a corporate kiss-ass guy, but, you know, he's doing his job. And
you're a corporate kiss-ass guy,
yeah,
John.
Yeah, I'm John Madden. Don't you forget that. You know, I got a lot of things that you're going to do, you know, and you got to make your ends meet, and you got to pay your bills, and
you know, when you're talking now, even now, the hands.
My eyebrows are bigger than Jim Nance's BM.
Is it possible?
Yeah.
Let's try an exercise.
Sure.
I want you to put your hands behind your back.
You're going to ask me to talk without using my hands?
Yeah.
You're a funny guy. You're going to try to do that. It's not going to work real hard.
Tell me about the Tampa Bay defense.
Google. First. Can't talk.
All right, use your hands.
Yeah, you can't do that. You know, you can't take my hands away from me.
Use your hands. Talk about Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay's man. They've got this good defense. They're gonna come across the line. They got Warren Sapp, and he's got, you know, he's waited his whole life for this opportunity. If he gets that ring, he can't take that away from him. And you know, they're a tough defense, and especially they like to stuff the run. And you got the Raiders on the other side, zing, zig, zag, zig and zagging around. You know, trying to do that with a run, and you know, it's pirate ship.
Do you miss Fox?
No, I don't miss Fox. I'm happy working there. You know, it was time for a change, and you get in a situation where you're doing sports as long as I haven't. You know, sometimes it's time to go somewhere new, and I decided it was a good idea to go somewhere new, and they paid me a lot of money.
Hey, you want to know something funny?
Yeah, go ahead.
This will piss you off.
Sure.
I read about your deal.
Yeah.
You want to know something? Me and Mike make more money than you do.
That's not true.
No, it's true.
Well, you can kiss my ass.
It's true.
You're just bragging. You're bragging, no shield. Yeah, you don't walk through airports and have people tackle you and stop you.
No, but
you have a bus?
No,
I got a Madden Cruiser. I got a bus.
I got a guy in Ocean City stalking me.
All right, well, I'm happy about that, but I just, you know, here's the deal. If it's all about the money, we're not going to do it. You got to get your...
God, John.
Hot damn tamale.
Wow.
God,
it feels good. I'm real happy for you and your money and stuff, but I don't want to get in kind of that discussion. That's it's not what we do. We're friends. We go back a long way, and I like your Lombardi tie.
Wearing a Lombardi tie.
Now, Vince Lombardi, that's a coach here. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a guy, he knew how to get the job done. You can't take that away from him.
You know who I bet you really are fond of?
Who's that?
Coach of the Eagles, Andy Reid.
Andy Reid, big guy, good guy. You know, Andy's a guy that has good game plan, comes to play every Sunday, ready with his team and his players, but I'll tell you right now, he's a guy that enjoys his downtime, too. And I sat with Andy one time in a steakhouse in Philadelphia, and we ordered the porterhouse, the 14-ounce porterhouse. We had four of them each, and man, they were great. He's a BM maven.
Now, what about a guy, a skinny guy who's in shape, like John Gruden, the coach of the
Raiders? You're John Gruden's
coach of the Tampa Bay.
You know, you're Andy Reid, you're Wayne Fonts, you're Dennis Greens. You know, you're, to a lesser extent, you know, there's a guy, Don Coryell, used to coach in the NFL. He had mitts.
Skinny.
Man breasts, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he had mitts.
He was a guy, there was guys who could put away some red meat. And right now, you got your guys like your Gruden and your other guys, your Tony Dungy's, you know, your skinny guys, they're not your kind of coaches. You know, I like the coaches. As far as I'm concerned, if you're coaching the NFL, you got to have at least a 44-inch waist. Minimum.
And what size bra do you wear?
Right now, 38 double D. That's what I'm wearing right now. And it looks good under the dress shirt, doesn't it? My big wide wing collar. I'm having a good time. It's great to be on your show. Play that buzzer again.
What's your neck size?
That's for you when you play. Yeah, you play that buzzer, it goes bing, bing. What's that?
What's your neck size?
65. 65. 65. It's a stretch collar. It goes all the way. Zing, zang. Right around my neck. Yeah, are you excited about the Super Bowl? That's the biggest game of the year. You're a winner of that. You can't take that away from anybody. And, you know, you really can't take it away from the guys that are, you know, your guys that are playing in a game, and they come around and they win the game and the championship, and they fly out. They have media day. They have just a good time together. It's great. It's good to be, and everybody's sitting there farting. It's fantastic. I don't remember eating peanuts. Hey, look, it's a locket.
Do you ever play your own video game?
I'm just looking at that peanut. That came out.
Oh, John, you're picking your... Oh.
Well, no, it came out.
He's actually picking his bung.
Yeah, that could put your eye out. Just take a look at that. Wow. That's lovely. What were you saying, Don?
Do you ever play your own video game?
No, I don't play video games. You know, I just make the money off of them. And hey, man, this peanut's fascinating me right now. Hey, next time I'm in the booth, I'll go, hey, look out, Al. Here it comes. Watch out. Yeah, it's good. No,
hey, I dare you to eat that peanut.
Oh, my God.
Tastes better than the first time. Thank you, Don. Yeah, I'm real excited about the game. You going to be watching me on TV?
Of course. Everybody will.
Everybody will. It's a big game. You know, lots of exciting. Yeah, Super Bowl and the action and all the... Can I sit down?
Yeah, and we got to take a break.
You got any hot cocoa?
We need two callers now.
I'd kill for a cup of hot cocoa.
To play Low Budget Jeopardy.
Give me a cup of effing hot cocoa.
At 877-365-3636. Before we go to break, though, how would you describe, give me a John Madden description of the man to my left and to your right?
Well, he's not a football guy. Yeah, you got this guy over here,
Buzz.
Yeah, he's wearing a 2-tone sweater. You know, you kind of find in a girl's shop, and you know, he's got glasses, and he's got a big like foofy permed haircut, and he kind of looks like Jerry Stiller.
Are you having a Super Bowl party this year, Buzz?
No, actually, I'm not.
And, you know, your Super Bowl party is real important. You got to get everybody there early enough so you can have your food, and after you have your food, you get everybody out together to have your beer. And then after your beer, you know, you relax a little bit, and then you maybe have some more chips and dip. And then maybe somebody brings brownies down, and then you eat your 7-layer dip. And I take the brownies sometimes, and, you know, man, I'll just slide across and go whoosh, and move somebody out of the way and dip my brownie into the 7-layer dip, and then I'll eat it, and then I'll actually be able to shoot a peanut. Thank you. Excuse us.
Could you shoot a peanut right now?
I sure can. I got a bunch of them. I didn't realize. I forgot I had them for breakfast. I had a peanut omelet.
Ready?
Hold on.
And here we go.
It didn't come out. Hold on. Through the uprights. Did you see that?
Now,
that'll
eat
put
it.
Your eye out.
Can you pick it up and eat it?
Here we go.
You are gross.
That's tasty.
You are gross.
Omelette.
We will take the first two calls now.
You ever have a peanut omelet?
Never.
Oh, man. No. Peanut omelet's fantastic. Almost as good as a turducken.
be the 100th caller. Play the game right now.
Yeah, be the 100th caller. It's John Madden. Call in right now. Play the game on this show, and I'll give you a turducken and a peanut omelet.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. I'm giving it a guess, and I remember a guy have 10 points in one game. And I don't want to give
Toronto.
I don't want to give that name out just yet. Perhaps that could be one person to consider. And a little birdie is whispering to me that I'm dead wrong. So
that was Daryl Sittler you were talking about.
We'll throw that one out.
So the fans, if you're thinking of Sittler, throw it out.
Every wrong answer is a clue for you.
I hear that around town a lot,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do, Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus is mad at them. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
He'll get over it. Get over it.
They got culture coming out of their asses. Don and Mike.
Things are going crazy. We're here with John Madden.
Hey, it's good to be here.
John, you ready to play the game?
Yeah, you want my key to the game?
What's your key to the game?
Bucks need to penetrate the a-hole. You know, with a good surge, and they got to rely on Mike Alstott. He's demonstrated he's got a nose for the a-hole.
Let's play.
Hit the a-hole.
Low budget Jeff Hardy.
Yeah. This is low budget Jeff right now. There in the studio is a student from Herndon, Virginia. Let's say hi to Paul Newfoddle.
Hello. Hey, Paul.
Hi. What's up, LQ?
Is your name Newfoddle?
No, it's Newfable.
Newfoddle.
Newfable.
Fable.
New fable, like a story?
Right.
All right, that's why it was spelled N-U-F-A-D-L-Y, Joe. All right, and now entering the studio is our second
Joe.
Show. He's an accountant from Manteca, California. Manteca?
Manteca.
Manteca. Let's say hi to, big zip pow, Todd Leonard.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, LQ. Hey, John.
Hey.
All right, guys, here you go. Your categories, well, they're all Super Bowl categories.
I think it's a good time to do that. Yeah, what was the big game all the Super Bowl?
Oh.
I think you got a good show.
And I think you just passed another peanut.
Shot a peanut.
Here are your categories, and they are...
Shooting cotton.
Green Bay Packers Super Bowl trivia.
That's a good team. I thought they'd go further.
Pittsburgh Steelers Super Bowl trivia.
That's a good team. I thought they'd go further.
Oakland Raiders Super Bowl trivia.
You can't take that away from them.
Rams trivia.
Rams are, they're going to be a good football team.
And other teams in the Super Bowl trivia.
They're all good.
Okay, so you have Packers.
Packers.
Steelers.
Peanuts.
Rams.
Right.
Raiders.
All right.
Other teams.
Fire in the hole.
And.
Turducken.
Todd, we'll start with you.
Good luck, Todd.
Thanks. Oakland Raiders for one.
All right. The team played their first Super Bowl against this team.
Who is Minnesota?
No, Paul, it's your chance to steal right now. Thanks a lot, Paul.
We got a couple of fags here.
Yeah, we're a little faster.
I think you might have got it in under the buzzer, but you were buzzing with the Packers.
Do you smell that?
Your fart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Todd. Oh, yeah. Strain. You're in control.
Oakland Raiders for two.
The team Oakland beat in their first Super Bowl victory.
Who is Minnesota?
You like that team, don't you, Todd?
Hold on. No, that's a winner. That's a bad one of me.
Sorry. You know that happens. There's so many teams. You get lots of teams. You got lots of leagues. Different games year after year.
My mistake.
That's tough. You're in control, Todd. Select again.
Oakland Raiders for three.
City the Raiders played in the 1983 Super Bowl win.
What is Tampa Bay?
Paul, your chance to steal.
What is Los Angeles?
Right.
$3 for you, Paul.
Oh.
They were the Los Angeles Raiders.
The L.A. Raiders. That's when Al Davis moved them from Oakland down to L.A., and he thought he'd do better down here in soreness. All right, Paul, you're in control.
Pittsburgh Steelers for one.
Steelers. Number of Super Bowls.
Fisher.
The Steelers have played in.
Four?
That was not in the form of a question.
Hey, Todd, it's John Madden. It's your chance to steal.
What is five?
Five, there you go, five, right.
What was the dollar value?
Uno.
Swelling. $1 for you, Todd.
Pittsburgh for two.
He coached the last winning Steelers Super Bowl team.
Who is Chuck Knoll.
Right.
Yeah, $2, great coach, good guy. Good guy, I played against him. All right, go ahead.
John.
Oh, blood.
John.
First for three.
He coached the last losing Steelers Super Bowl team.
Who is Bill Cowher?
Right, there you go.
$3 for you, Todd. You're really rolling along nicely, and you're playing a nice game. Go again.
Thanks. Green Bay for one.
He was the MVP of Super Bowl I.
Who is...
Hey, Paul, your chance to steal over there with $3 there.
Who is Brett Starr?
Right.
$1 for you, Paul. We got some football knowledge here.
My man.
You know, everyone playing a really good game. You're really coming around and doing all of the stuff that you're supposed to do. Oozing but not shooting. All right, go again, Paul.
John.
Other team for one?
No. You got to stay with Green Bay.
Okay, Packers for two.
Super Bowls, number of Super Bowls the Packers have played in.
What is six?
Hey, Todd, your chance to steal over there. You're over there.
What is four?
Four is right again.
$2 for you, Tad. You're back in control. You go against, see how we can do.
Green Bay for three, please.
In the Packers' Super Bowl win over the Patriots, he was the MVP.
Who is Brett Favre?
No, hey, Paul, your chance to steal. Your chance now to, you know.
Who is Dorsey Levens?
No,
Desmond Howard.
Desmond Howard, a fast guy. Not as popular as he used to be, right?
Right.
All right, hey, Todd, you're in control.
Rams for one.
Rams. Number of Super Bowls the Rams have played in.
Ram.
What is three?
Right. Three is... John.
More clams. Wow. All right. $1 for you.
Rams for two.
When they were the Los Angeles Rams, they lost in the Super Bowl to this team.
Who is the Pittsburgh Steelers?
That's right.
$2. You're doing a great job, Todd. I'm real happy with the way you're going.
And,
go again.
John,
go ahead, Don.
One of these guys wins this game?
Yeah, you can't take that away from him. He's going to move on to the final. All right, go ahead, Todd.
Rams for three.
For three, Rams. Team they beat to win their only Super Bowl.
Who is Tennessee Titans?
Right.
$3. That's good. You're doing a great job. You know, you came here and you knew it was going to be kind of a football day. We're going to be talking about football, and you're doing a great job. Go again there, Todd. I passed the ring. That's Super Bowl XXI. All right, go ahead, Todd.
Other teams for one.
Number of times the Cincinnati Bengals have been in the Super Bowl.
What is two?
Yeah, see, this guy knows some stuff.
$1 for you, Todd. You're doing a great job. You know, it's not easy to come here under pressure and do that. I know what the pressure is, and I can feel pressure right now on my bowels.
Sounds like it.
Go ahead. Sorry, Todd. I'm burning oil.
Number of times the San Diego Chargers have played in the Super Bowl.
But it's one.
That's right.
Yeah, $2 for you there, Todd. You're doing a good job. I'm happy to have you on the team.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, no problem.
Other teams for three.
Number of times the Denver Broncos have played in the Super Bowl.
What is five?
Paul, your chance to steal over there. See if you can come back a little bit.
What is four?
No.
Six times.
They've had a tough go a couple of times, too. I understand that. It's tough. You know, once you get there, you can't, pressure. 19 for you, Todd. 4 for you, Paul. A chicken bone for me, and you're in control, Todd.
Wasn't that it?
No, we still have...
You got your $3 question.
Oh. Hold on. Let me see. Did we do Steelers, Raiders, Green Bay, Rams, other teams? Yes.
You got a $3 question left?
No, we're done. They did.
Oh, that's right. They both missed the $3 question, didn't
right.
they?
Green Bay.
Yeah, it gets confusing. You get all the categories and your numbers over here. You get all these things spinning around.
And, John, you are just...
I messed my overalls.
Is that a license plate that just came out?
Jesus, no. Look at that. It's a big screen TV.
From Rent-A-Center?
Yeah, Rent-A-Center. Go to Rent-A-Center. Get a big brown big screen TV.
Okay, yeah, they did all the categories.
Covered in chocolate.
Now we're ready for final low-budget Jeopardy.
Good stuff.
This is it. TV stuff.
TV. Okay. I love TV. I'm on TV all the time. You know, if you're not watching me on the games, I can do the Ace Hardware and your Tough Actin' and Actin'. I used to do Miller Lite commercials and come through the thing and a bang and a zip, zoop, bing. Jesus.
Guys, here's your category. TV trivia. They nationally televised the first Super Bowl in 1967, Green Bay versus Kansas City. They nationally televised the first Super Bowl in 1967, Green Bay and Kansas City. Guys, don't forget to answer in the form of a question and a good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a watch, a commie, For all you folks that love the turducken, which is stuffed turkey, stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a chicken, wait till you taste a wafchakami.
What is that?
The wafchakami is an extra thick Belgian waffle wrapped around a Genoa salami that's dipped in pure milk chocolate. Man, it's great. Try the wafchakami. I love them. I eat four or five a day, especially when I'm going to do the big game. If you like food, you'll enjoy the wafchakami, especially if you wash it down with a big cup of tomato soup. Now, final low budget Jeopardy. Alex, you bring some money. Bam!
Oh, got it.
Wafchakami. There you go. Oh, man.
You wash it down with a can of tomato soup.
Yeah, yeah. One time I had that. You heard of worms, right?
Yeah.
One time I got ants.
Who do I want here? Paul?
You
want
to go to Paul? He's a low man on the totem pole.
Paul?
Yes, sir.
They televised the first Super Bowl in 1967.
What is ABC?
No, that's...
I'm sorry, Paul.
All right.
You know, you got to hang in there. You're going to get some prizes, and they can't take that away from you. That knocks you down to zero.
All right, Todd, you can win if you have the right answer.
Who is CBS?
No, I'm sorry, boys.
Are you ready for this? It was a trick question.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if you knew, why didn't you answer?
Because I'm an idiot, I guess. It was NBC and CBS.
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, too bad you didn't say that during the game.
I know.
Yeah, it was both on CBS and NBC. And that means it's the type of game that Alan Limewad loves.
Yeah, I met him. He had his picture taken with me out in the hallway.
We're not giving away any money today. So both of you guys, Paul and Todd, don't go away mad. Just go away.
Oh, man, I'm in a lot of distress.
Here is John Madden to tell you what you want. Johnny.
Hey, Todd and Paul, you know, don't go away, man. You know, this is all right. You know, you gave it your best shot, you know, and you can't take that away from you. Hey, you want an America Undercover prize pack? HBO takes a fascinating look at the unlikely alliance between modern medicine and the U.S. penal system. That makes me laugh. And it's the virtual court this Sunday, 11 p.m. 10 Central on HBO America Undercover. Wait, hold on a second, guys.
God, it smells in here, John.
You want a divine secret to the Yeah Yeah Sisterhood prize pack, including the best-selling novel from HarperCollins, the movie soundtrack, and a Yeah Yeah book bag. Hollywood movies and the comfort home with a touchy remote. That's pay-per-view. And that's the Yeah Yeah Sisterhood.
All right.
Man, that's great.
Great.
Fantastic.
Thanks.
Oh, wow. Think happy thoughts, fellas.
Thanks.
Have a great weekend.
Yeah, man, this was a fun day.
And John, I guess we'll see you on TV on Sunday.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, you're here and you're playing the music and you know, the buttons and you're wearing your tie and I got ants and it's just you know, it's a good time. Yeah.
They'll never take it away from
you. They can't take that away from you, Don. It's been a real pleasure to be here, you know, here. And you know, you can be a fan of me for a long time, and you're the great Don and Buzz and everybody, Rob. And, you know, I got ants coming literally out of my duke.
Always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Coron Incorporated. It's distributed by K-World. Look at my hands. Fast.
Wow.
He needs a bug zapper for his ass.
My God.
John Madden there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the most beautiful, powerful woman in television sports. Yeah.
Very exciting.
The real thing, the real Megilla, and boy, is she hot. Nancy, I think, coming up right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
God damn it, Eddie, it's not to me. Hey, it's my shoulder. I hit my shoulder when I hit the gym floor.
It feels like it's full of gravel.
Well, it's always felt like it was full of gravel. Now, come on, give me a B12 shot. That's what I want. Am I messing with my knee?
Hey, how you doing, baby?
All right, Dale, you gonna get a shot?
Oh, no shots for me, Turkey. I can't stand needles.
Hey, you're the master of the technology of this game.
Hey, how do you do that, man? Take all those pills and shots, man. It does terrible things to your body.
You last long enough, you'll realize the only way to survive is the pills and the shots.
Not me, Turkey. I got respect for my body.
You'll get past that.
The Don and Mike Show.
Donovan back to pass. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's Joe Archer. The pass is there, and he drops the ball. And the Eagles do not win the Super Bowl. And as we review this Super Bowl, it was all Joe Archer's fault.
Joe. Joe's the guy who wears a shirt that says Joe on it. Fathers expect more from a kid named Joe. Joe's not just a name, it's an idea.
Hey, Howard, there's no, he's not retarded.
Joe.
Catering to the BM Eaters, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, it's Super Bowl weekend, and we have been wonderfully joined all year long
by Nancy, who's an out-of-control maniac.
What a year he's had.
I was watching him before the Tennessee-Oakland game last year. When he pulled out the videotape of back in September, when he predicted it would be Oakland and Tampa Bay.
There you go.
And I like to think that we have had a hand in turning him into the absolute monster that he is now. Let me get his music ready, and then we're going to find out what Nancy thinks about the Super Bowl. And I owe him $1,000 as well.
Wow. Right.
Here he is from Your NFL Today on CBS. Jim Nance. Hey, Nancy.
Well, that was awful civilized of you there, Don. That's up to your shortcomings yet again.
Jim, on the air Monday, Tuesday rather, we came back from the holiday. I said, what can I say? $1,000 went out to the three amigos, and you even picked Tampa Bay just as kind of a goof push pick.
Did you pick Tampa Bay on your real show?
Oh, yeah. I picked Tampa Bay straight up on the show.
And,
you know, and I picked, as you said, September the 8th. It's worth repeating, Tampa Bay and Oakland back on September the 8th. I'm the only man in America who had that combination.
What if you had laid down $1,000 on that at the beginning of the season? Wow. You'd be a wealthy man today.
I would. I wouldn't be talking to you guys right now. I'd be on a beach somewhere in the Caribbean.
Jim, I want to tell you, I'm watching the game, the late game last Sunday, and I'm feeling so good about the Tennessee pick until there's 2 minutes left in the first half.
That was a killer.
And that is where the game unraveled for the Titans.
Yeah, they had the two fumbles, but they actually survived that and weathered it to go on into the fourth quarter down only three.
Yeah.
But I thought they put up a magnificent effort.
Was it?
I never had any question in my mind about the Raiders losing that game. Hey, I got to tell you guys, you know, we were on site right there in the black hole.
Right.
I'm going to give you guys some props here. Right before the game, I'm walking around the field, taking a little lap around, looking at all the great Raider fans. I really do like these Oakland Raider fans. I can't tell you how many times I had people shouting out, "Hey, we love you on the Don and Mike show."
Yeah, we're very well received out
there. I was walking with a friend of mine who works for KNBR Radio out in San Francisco. He said, "This is unbelievable how many people." This guy named Tom Spencer, he's got his own show out there. He says, "It's unbelievable how many people are talking about the Don and Mike show."
Well, you know, we got Sacramento and San Francisco, and the Bay Area is covered. And we actually had Raider fans calling us on Tuesday saying that they had been yelling at you.
Yes.
And we didn't know if it was true or not. Jim, what can I say?
No, it was absolutely overwhelming. I mean, all these people are football fans, so they know me from CBS. So people are shouting and trying to get your attention. And, you know, I like to kind of go over and shake hands and wish them well and everything. And I felt very confident walking around there that their team was going to win, so I wished them well and told them I thought it'd be a big day. But people were saying, "Hey, thanks for what you said about us on Don and Mike. We hear you on Don and Mike." It was constant. So kudos to you guys, man.
And right back at you, Jim. You know, you're on all year with us, and you're fantastic. I got $1,000 that's already gone out to the Three Amigos Foundation.
That's awful nice of you.
Let me plug this again, Jim's charity, a worthwhile charity. 2727 Allen Parkway, Suite 700, Houston, Tejas, 77019.
You know, I want to ask, and I know this is, I don't want this to be a total love fest, because it's no fun if we do that, but I got to ask you about your Tampa Bay pick at the beginning of the season. As you reflect back on it, was it the Gruden factor? What was the motivating factor in picking Tampa Bay at the very beginning of the season?
I just felt that Tampa was close. I thought Gruden might come in. Often you get these guys that immediately buy into a coach's attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that maybe, I think Tony Dungy's a great coach, but maybe they had gotten a little stale in recent years. They couldn't produce touchdowns in the playoffs. They lost up at Philadelphia in recent years. And I just thought that maybe Gruden can give that little extra oomph. I also like the fact that they had acquired Michael Pittman in the offseason, and I really expected he was going to have a huge year. He did not have a monster year, Pittman. He did not rush the ball with the same kind of zest that I thought he would. But I thought Tampa was close. And by the way, most people had written Oakland off also. You know, most people were picking Pittsburgh and St. Louis as the combo. That was kind of the popular fashionable pick. But I said Tampa Bay and Oakland, and that's just, you know, I've been asked a lot this week. Everywhere I go, people are talking about it. And I just said two things. I read everything I get my hands on about the NFL, and I had a little luck involved.
And
you know, when you're well-researched and you've done your homework,
and you're the man.
A little luck, you know, these things sometimes break your way.
You're the man.
But you know what? I'm even more, a little parenthetical here. You know, I've got the Tampa Bay Oakland pick on the air, you know, from September the 8th, but on the air with you guys and on the air with CBS, my picks, the 10 games that have taken place in the NFL postseason.
Here we go.
If you've noticed my picks, I've always tried to get around the fact that we don't talk point spreads.
Right.
But like I said on Sunday, I like Oakland by double digits. Well, anybody who's a gambler out there knows that means I like Oakland minus the points.
Right.
I had said on a Saturday basketball game, I like Tampa straight out. Tampa was a four-point underdog or something. During the playoffs, on the air, I am 10-0 against the spread.
He is a monster.
Okay?
He's out of control.
It is insane. This is a freak of nature.
Right, Nancy, listen, here's where we're coming from.
I am
from
the absolute greatest handicapper that ever lived.
Let me ask you your opinion. Let me give you a brief setup. I had a bet with a guy on the Philly game. I bet Philly. He bet Tampa Bay. I lost. I had to shave off an eyebrow. Now, the guy came. I shaved the eyebrow off on the air. The guy came back, and he wants to make a bet on the Super Bowl. He's so convinced Tampa Bay is going to win.
And nobody liked this guy.
Now, if the Raiders win, we've already got this worked out. This guy is going to come down to our show on Monday, and he's going to jump into a dump truck full of wet cow manure wearing just his underpants. Now, Jim, what I need to know from you is, and I am going to actually value your pick because you are on fire. Mm-hmm. Who are you picking to win the Super Bowl?
Well, this is something that I have been asked all week, and I have refrained from making the pick because I realize that there are many people out there that have now figured out that I have some of these, I don't know what they are, supernatural powers.
You have the sight.
I'm born under a lucky star or something.
No, Jim,
but
you're just the man.
I have gone underground most of the week. I have pulled my phone out of the wall. I canceled my cell phone number.
Right. I know.
And then I finally, you know what, I woke up this morning and I said, I love this country. And I want to do what I can to help boost the economy. Okay?
Oh, wow.
I want to, and I know with what I'm about to tell you, that I am going to put approximately $1 billion into the hands of the great citizens of the United States of America.
Right. Do you remember how humble he used to be?
I urge your faithful listeners to not walk, but run to the phone.
Here we go.
Because what I'm about to say here is going to influence things so fast. Las Vegas?
Hold on. We're on in Las Vegas.
Yeah, we got to get the symphony.
I know they're listening right now.
Jim, your
mind is about to shift as soon as I say it, so folks.
Wow. All right, say it, Jim.
Get ready.
Ready.
Take Oakland minus.
So you're taking Oakland to win the Super Bowl.
Oakland will win the Super Bowl, and I think they'll win by two touchdowns.
Mm. There it is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. There it is.
Boy, do we feel good about that, Jim, because we need that guy to jump in the manure on Monday.
Listen, I know I can't win every single game. I know one of these days or years I'm going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I just don't think it's going to be Sunday. So don't ask me next week to pick the Pro Bowl, for example.
Never mind.
I'm going to ride off into the sunset with this pick, and this will conclude the most magnificent, breathtaking run in the history of prediction.
Nancy, as long as you're a monster out of control with your shirt off, let me also say that
my shirt is absolutely off right now. I'm twisting it around in the air. Okay, I'm here at the Phoenix Open Golf Tournament. People look at me like I'm crazy.
The game on Sunday on CBS, Raiders Titans, was a record-setting ratings game.
Mm-hmm.
The highest-rated game in 4 years. And that's great, great news for Jim. Great, great news for CBS.
Did you see our post-game show? It was like the second or third highest rated primetime show of the week as well.
Did I? You bet, because everybody watched.
They're giving the Lombardi Trophy away.
Watching the whole game.
Talking to the Raider Nation.
Now, Jim, I have exciting news for you.
Okay, I can't wait.
I know that you are going to be covering the Phoenix Open on CBS this weekend. You got the Bob Hope Classic.
We'll get it all wrapped up before kickoff, folks. You don't need to watch the pregame show.
You got the A-team.
Watch this right here. We'll get it done nice and tidy, all complete.
You got
throw a little drama in at the end.
You got the Pebble Beach. You got the Buick Invitational. But, Jim, I know for you the crown jewel comes in March when you got the Final Four. And, Jim, when you get to New Orleans for the Final Four, we are doing our show live for the first time ever from the Final Four in New
Never
Orleans.
Done it before. This is going to be a first for our show.
So, Jim,
one of my real goals in life is the one time, just one time at night,
yes,
walk down Bourbon Street side by side with Don and Mike.
There you go.
Not only
till you see the reaction you get on Bourbon Street when the Final Four teams are there.
Jim, not only do we want to invite you to be on the show, but we want to take you out.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to get you hammered.
I don't think you
got a couple of games to do. That's a very nice offer.
But at least
we'll figure something out. Right. I'm good for a breakfast or a lunch or something.
And we got to get you on the show. I mean,
we'll definitely do that. I'm excited about that. We'll have some fun. You can book it. Okay.
All right. Nancy, you are the greatest. Again, his charity, Three Amigos Foundation, 2727 Allen Parkway, Suite 700, Houston, Texas.
You heard it here, Raiders,
folks,
touchdowns.
Take a percentage of your winnings from this weekend and send it down to Three Amigos. We're raising money for cancer research, Alzheimer's research, PXE, which is a very serious eye disease disorder that's afflicted one of my very close friends in life. And trying to do good things, and hopefully everybody enjoys the Super Bowl. It's a great, great matchup, and I think the game will be really good, but I think the Raiders will start to pull away, and I think they're going to put a lot more points on the board than people think. This is their year. The stars are aligned. I don't have a doubt in my mind about this pick.
There you go.
You know, 4 years ago, this guy was as timid as could be. You know, look at him. Nancy, we're so proud of you, and thanks for being on the show.
You guys made me who I am. You know, you have to take some ownership or culpability or blame, whatever it is.
Well, we'll wait till Monday.
This is what it turned out to be. You know, this concoction you mixed up on the air is what I came out this way.
Well, Nancy, you know, we're quite fond of you, and we'll see you in New Orleans.
May I hear just one last time my NFL Today music? I won't hear it again until September when I'll be coming on the air with my Super Bowl picks again for the next year.
What a year you have had, and you've had a great year on this show. We appreciate it.
Have you already given some thought to next year?
I have.
Of course you have.
I have, but I Kansas City is in my mind a little bit right now. I'm not locked in on that, okay?
All right.
But it's going to be a big Raider Sunday, and guys, it's been another great Friday with you too.
Thank you, Jim.
You know, Jimmy, we love you, and we'll see you next March, this March. And on a personal note, I hope your father-in-law is feeling better.
Thank you so much.
You got it.
Thank you so much. Thanks for what you guys have done for me. I really do appreciate it. It's been so much fun.
All right, Nancy.
We'll see you in a few months.
See you in New Orleans.
Bye, Jim. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Jim Nance.
Fun year with him. A fun, fun year with him. And watching the butterfly. Watching the phoenix rise from the ashes.
Cocoon.
Yes, he's just incredible.
You know, it's like we've been sitting on this egg for 4 years. Finally, it's hatched.
To really do what he's done, you know, to be in the business, it doesn't happen all that often. I mean, somebody, you know, I'm sure a lot of people say, "Hey, this is the way it's going to be." And but when you're doing it on TV and you're making those picks, it's a pretty good season. And he is milking it for all it's worth.
And he really did used to be just a walking sign that said, "Give me value."
Right.
And now look at, and I agree with him. We're the reason that he's gotten so goddamn cocky.
It's true. And thanks to all the Raiders fans that were out of the game yelling at Jim. We appreciate it.
Because, you know, we had some of those guys calling us on Tuesday, and we were like, yeah.
That's right. Are we still on down in New Orleans?
Negative. That's the station that went, I believe, gospel.
Oh, okay. All right.
Gospel.
I love
Jeez.
It.
But there's always a chance, Mike, that some low-rated POS AM station will pick us up.
Before March? Very good.
Now and then.
That'd be great.
Joining us now is Brian, the drunk Eagles fan. Hey, Brian.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, dude, I want to tell you something. You know, our listeners voted last week for the winning stunt.
Yeah.
And although the guy who stood on the street corner certainly deserved to win, Brian, your stunt, your jackass stunt of running into the newspaper boxes and the mailbox,
highly entertaining,
was outstanding.
Yeah. I get a consolation prize.
Consolation prize.
Do you have any more Yaya Sisterhood prize packs?
Do you want the Yaya Sisterhood stuff?
No, I'm good, man. I don't need anything. I got that.
That works.
It was a cunning stunt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's more in store next year because the Eagles will fly again.
Right. I believe they will.
Yeah. You want to give us a song one last time?
Yeah, I'm a little drunk right now.
Well, you're always drunk.
Yeah, it's cool, though, dude.
All right, dude, one more time.
All right. Fly, Eagles, fly.
There you go.
On the road to playing golf. Fly, Eagles, fly. For a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit them low, hit them high, and watch our Eagles fly. Go Raiders, dude.
All right.
How about that?
That's your pick, Brian, the Raiders?
Hell yeah, man.
All right.
Yo, so I had the unanimous vote, man. I should have won that contest.
Yeah.
Yo, but Dave was the best, man. Bullhorn Dave deserved the win.
Man, good sport. Way to go, Eagles guy.
Yeah. All right. You guys rock, man. Hey, keep in touch.
Brian, listen, we're going to be in Philly in the next couple of months. Do another one of our go out to a bar shows. You got to come, okay?
Yeah, no problem, man. I'm there, man.
All right. Thank you.
Later, dude.
Bye. There's Brian, the drunk Eagles fan.
You know, I actually over last weekend took the time to go on the internet and download the actual Eagles song.
Right.
And his melody isn't even close. Ever.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Yeah, I was the one that called you guys on Tuesday, and you accused me of still being drunk from Sunday's game.
Yeah, and you said
it was my voice that was so messed up from yelling and screaming so loud at that game.
Well, it sounds like you're still drunk.
And what have you, but...
whatnot.
That's going to be it. Yeah, and whatnot.
Oh, but you're one of the guys that yelled at Nancy?
Yeah, I was yelling, Don and Mike, Nancy... And all that, and then you accused me on Tuesday when I saw you. He says, man, you still must be drunk from Sunday because my voice is all raspy from the game. Which
you sound drunk today. And you must be happy now that we're members of the Raider Nation now this weekend.
I know that. I can't wait to see the guy get dumped in the bucket of poop.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
All right. You guys have a good weekend. All right. And go Raiders.
Go Raiders, right.
Alrighty.
Pulled it out of mothballs, Mike.
Man, that guy was bombed.
I pulled my Jeff Hostetler jersey out of mothballs.
Wow. That's going back a long way.
Number 15 of the silver and black to wear on Monday.
There you go.
When the guy falls into the manure. Yeah, that'll be a good show Monday. Boy, we got a lot happening now in the Super Bowl this weekend.
This is quite a weekend to look forward to.
We've got the our bet on the coin flip. We've got my bet on with the bookmaker about Gannon. We've got the guy going into the manure.
It's making the game more interesting.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
I'm listening in San Jose, California.
Thanks.
On the San Francisco station.
Right.
Thought you guys might like to hear what's on right next door.
What, next door? On the dial?
Yes, sir.
What's that? Static?
No, check it out.
Now, you know what's funny? I bet that's got a better rating than we do.
Might be right.
All right, hey, Dung Chao Ribe.
Bong Hao Long Bo. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Click.
There you go. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Out of my way, jerkass!
If you loan us some laughs, we'll pay you back with interest. The Don and Mike Show.
Let's see here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The baloney is...
We got to get that to stop doing that, Rob. Hello.
Don?
Yeah, Don and Mike. Hi.
Hey, that was the best radio I've ever heard.
What?
With Madden and Jim Nance, that was the best.
Thank you.
You guys kick ass.
We're so lucky to have both of those guys actually appear on the show today.
Isn't that great? And both with totally different styles.
Thank you.
Amazing the pool that you guys have bringing those two in.
See you later. Bye-bye. I'd like to think he was joking, Mike.
You know, it's just that one little shade of question. You know, that little tiny question mark. Maybe he thought they were both real.
That's a compliment, though, for you.
Jim Nance coming in to tell you about his great picks and John Madden shooting peanuts.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hey.
Love the show.
Thanks.
Hey, calling from the Bay Area. Long-time Raider hater.
Yeah.
But... I thought I was rooting for Tampa Bay this weekend, but after your bet earlier in the week and that douchebag just giving you guys a hard time, I'm on the cusp of voting for the Raiders.
That's good.
Got to do it. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
He was great.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
I got some Packer information for you.
Why are you hanging me?
Is it about the Brits?
No, it's not about the Brits, but if you go to Packers.com.
Is it about the Brits?
Yes.
That's okay. I'm a step ahead of you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about this. I am going to do this.
All right.
Now, Lambeau Field, as you know, they're refurbishing it.
Yes.
And what you can do is buy a brick that's going to be put in the wall.
A new wall?
At Lambeau. And you can put something that you want, like, I love my mom and dad.
Right.
Or
yes.
You know, Elvis cured my hemorrhoids.
So everybody's going to be able to buy a brick.
Yes. Now, let me see. $75 for a 4x8-inch brick.
Nice deal.
$2,500 for a multi-brick display. Huh. And if you want titles, you can spend from $100 to $1,250.
Wow.
And what I have decided to order is the Family and Friends brick array. It'll be the top two bricks.
Right.
That will have the Packers logo, the G on it.
Okay.
And two lines of text, up to 20 characters per line, and the lower two with six lines of text per 8x8 brick with up to 20 characters per line.
Have you decided what your text is going to say?
I have not.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah.
Ooh, Lombardi!
Anyway,
Packer fans.
I think what I'm going to do is order one brick that will actually... Oh, see, Buzz has got it up on his computer there, Mike.
There it is. This is what the brick looks like.
I'm going to order one brick that's actually going to be put in the wall at Lambeau Field.
Right.
And one brick that I'm going to have them send to my home.
There you go. So you'll have a... And you can get the brick sent to your home?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, I know. You think I'm an idiot.
No, I mean, if you know what?
It's what fits my boat.
But, I mean, it's in the stadium. It's going to be there forever.
Right.
Until they build another stadium.
No, they're not. They refurbished this one.
Well, they might eventually, like when you're long gone.
No, they won't. They'll do the same thing. They'll just refurbish this one.
You never say that about stadiums.
No, Lambeau Field will be there forever. They may have to add on, they may have to replace something, but Lambeau Field will always be there. Always.
Well, what if they said that like about Memorial Stadium and stuff like that?
Well, that was the Colts.
I mean, I'm just wondering. I mean, there were Colt fans that felt the same way, you know, and like, I love Fenway Park, and, you know, it.
But this is the modern age.
You think it's going to be there for a while?
Yeah, because, well...
So you think you're immortalizing yourself. Are you going to, like, put your family name on there and...
I don't know what I'm going to put.
You're not going to put anything goofy because you take this serious.
Yeah, I'm going to put something serious.
Like a very serious thing,
like,
and then be able to go out there.
Packer fan since I was 4 years old or something.
Like, you're not going to put something like wipe here or something like that.
No.
That's not going to happen.
No, I'm not.
All right, well, that's good.
No, I'm not.
No, I know. You're into the Packers like I am the Red Sox, and that's fine.
I'm very into it, and, you know, the only thing that gets me is that it's a whole scam where they say, you know, it's a way for you, the fans, to support the Packers.
No, it's right. A way for the team to make money, but the team is owned by the city, right? So
yes, but the team also gets all of the money, the TV money, same as all of the other teams.
Yeah.
And they,
somehow they don't distribute the wealth.
Yeah, right. This is money that just the Packers get to keep.
So the people that are running the Packers are going to keep that money.
So, like, when I get my catalog every year of, like, to buy my Lombardi tie like I'm wearing today.
I've been staring at that tie. That is a Packer tie right now.
What they do is they send you a catalog that says, if you buy the Packer merchandise, the money that you spend will enable us to buy better free agents.
And that's, do you buy that?
No, but I buy the stuff.
You buy the stuff because you like the stuff, and I do the same thing.
And anyway, I'm sure you.
How big is it going to be? Is it going to be like this big?
Let me see. Hold on a second. It'll be 16, either 8x8, 8 inches by 8 inches.
All right.
Or 16 inches by 16 inches.
Go with the 16 inches by 16.
That's $2,500.
It gives you pleasure.
Yeah, and then I'll go up there and I'll have my picture taken next to my brick.
Of course, absolutely.
It'll make me happy.
What if it's up too high?
then I'm screwed. Then I'm screwed.
Yeah.
Listen, we have time for this. It's Friday. Nance talks about his gifts. We go number two on his gifts,
mm-hmm.
because Mike and I have a real gift.
We do.
We're able to review movies without even having seen them.
It's an amazing talent.
Now we've got, let me see, this weekend we've got Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, The Hours, The 25th Hour. I don't think we did Just Married. Did we do that with the guy from the 70s show?
I don't think we did, no.
And Adaptation. We've never done that.
What's Adaptation?
That's the one with Nicolas Cage.
Oh, okay, all right.
So how about we do...
how many do you want to do?
Well, let's do two.
All right.
Let's do the two that are opening this weekend.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
And The Hours.
Can I start with Confessions of a Dangerous Mind?
Sure.
I'd like to just get that one out of the way.
All right, and go ahead.
Confessions of a Dangerous Mind by Mike. This is the story, of course, as everybody knows by now, of Gong Show host and television producer Chuck Barris and his double life, supposedly, that he was part-time CIA killer and part-time game show maven. I think this is one of the most fascinating stories, whether it's true or whether it's not true. And the consensus is that if you see this movie, you're going to come away thinking it probably wasn't true, that he really wasn't in the CIA. But I think it's just fascinating because he's the kind of guy that's goofy enough where I could see him doing this, especially when he was talking to women. And the actor that plays Chuck Barris, I think, is going to be the next big thing. He's a fantastic actor. He's played a lot of kooky kind of villain guys, like the evil guy in The Green Mile. But I'll tell you, I think this guy is perfectly cast, and I think it's fantastic. Now, Buzz, you're giving me a weird look over there.
No, sorry,
what are you doing?
Just listening.
You were just like looking at me like that, and that makes me stop. Nothing. But anyway, this is a good movie, and I think you ought to go see it. I give this a really big thumbs up.
All right, that's and we. What do you have, Rob? The theme from the Gong. Who knew this was the theme to the Gong Show? Besides you, Rob. Who the hell knew? All right, my turn. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind by Donnie. I agree with Mike, but I have a differing opinion in some ways. I read the book when the book came out originally 10 years ago. And even from reading the book, I know it's bull-ass. It's 100% bull-ass. And it's my feeling that Chuck Barris wrote the book after the Gong Show got fired and he couldn't find another job at television. Mm-hmm. So, like, as a goof, he wrote this book.
Right.
However, I agree that the premise is pretty funny. And if you've read the book, he goes into deep explanation about how he would chaperone dates from the dating game into these exotic locations, and while the couple is having dinner, he's out killing three or four people. Plus, I got a thing for Clooney. I know, I like Clooney. And it's got Julia Roberts, who appears to be not that horse-faced. And I read the book. And if it's anything like the book, I think it's probably a good movie.
Very good.
So we're in agreement on Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Been a while since we've both agreed enthusiastically on a movie.
Bet we're going to part company next.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie is The Hours by Donnie. Two. That's how many hours you will waste if you go see this movie. This movie is See You in Toledo Palooza. Nicole Kidman, Meryl Streep, some other bitch. There's a third one in there. I don't know. It's a girl movie. It's like Whatever Happened to Virginia Woolf. It's the whole thing with women and their problems and women and what they're feeling and what they're going through. And I've seen the ads, and it makes me want to effing puke. I don't know anything about this movie at all, except there's no way in the world I'm going to go see it. I am counting the hours until this movie is out of the theaters. Oh, and yeah, it's got that ugly bitch from The West Wing. Jesus Christ.
Which one from The West Wing?
The one who...
plays the press secretary?
Yeah.
Allison Janney.
Allison Janney.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's a face that could stop you right in your tracks. Yuck. The hours.
Yeah.
Yuck. The hours in between those women's periods. Mikey, you ready?
I'm ready, Don. The Hours by Mike. Well, you are absolutely right. We part company here because I think the really one of the best actresses that's out there right now is Nicole Kidman. And even though she is wearing that goofy fake nose for this role, for her role of Virginia Woolf, is that who she's playing in this
yeah.
movie? And I'll tell you, I just like, I do like Meryl Streep. I think she's a great actress, too. Yeah. I love to see...
I would never with your D. I'm sorry. I'm infringing on your time. I'm
I
sorry.
Love to see good performances, and I love to see great acting. And I think Nicole Kidman really is better than what she's gotten credit for, which is the whole Tom Cruise thing. I think Nicole Kidman is really one of the best actresses out there right now.
Tampon Patrol.
Going Away. And I like that Allison Janney. I liked her in a movie called Big Night, where she played the love interest of one of the owners of the restaurant in that movie. That's an obscure little movie, but I think Allison Janney's a great actress, too. So if you got this much acting and you like to watch great performances,
yeah.
I think you ought to go see this. I'm not sure I'm going to like the subject matter, but I give it a thumbs up.
If you got a vagina, you'll like it.
Well, I don't have a vagina, but I'm going to try to maybe check it out anyway. But I don't go to movies anymore. I go to bars.
So that's how we see it this weekend. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, we both say yes. And The Hours, we are split off.
We are split on that.
We are hopelessly deadlocked.
Still want to go and see about Schmidt.
Owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Verboten.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is.
Me.
He made it up.
Right there. Buzz. Buzz, what is your lead story tonight?
Tonight, why this will be a very Schwarzenegger Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
Oh, get the tapes ready, Robbie.
Oh, no.
And... hold on, let me get a couple of calls in here real quick. Dave.
Yeah. Before everyone makes put their money on the Raiders, I don't know if you guys were aware of with a little tribute. I guess these guys play the video game. They have a video game showdown every year. And the last 7 years, the team that won the video challenge went on to win the Super Bowl.
I'm lost.
Hey, listen, I understand what the guy's saying.
The phone and what?
Every year, they get two Nimrods together to play like Madden. And they play the video game with one team against the other team.
Right.
And here's why I think that it's devalued. Really, it depends who's playing.
Right.
It depends how good...
It was Charlie Garner and Keenan McCardle.
Okay, two dumb athletes. Who cares? Hello, Donna Mike.
Moron.
The grayest skies you've ever seen are in Seattle. And the BMs are all green in Seattle. It's where Kurt Cobain put a shotgun to his brain.
Oh,
all the bodies in the ground. All the drownings in the sound. The highest suicide rate is found in Seattle.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, my God. That was great.
Thank you.
Wow.
There you go. There's some phone calls for you. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
I guess it's the Slim Shady in all of us. Let's all stand up.
Georgie. The Don and Mike Show.
Up in here.
About to lose my mind.
Buzz brought to you by Viramax Sexual Enhancer. Have great sex more often with Viramax. Viramax, available at finer health food stores, pharmacies, and retailers everywhere. Or call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Hey, do you have the Tim Sabian sound effect, Robbie? Because this bumper is just for him. It's a mix of Eminem and DMX.
Oh,
he's thrilled.
No way, you're kidding. You didn't just say what I think you did.
Tim Trusser. The WYSP audience can tolerate that as a rejoiner.
You can handle it.
Trust me. They're into it, Tim. Tim?
Oh, Tim? No. We're done. Oh, no. And on the weekend, no less. And his razor's still on.
He's back.
Oh, whew, very good.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. This will be the year of the Arnold at the Super Bowl.
Hi.
The bodybuilder turned actor will be all over Sunday's game. He'll introduce the game in a videotape segment.
Oh, God.
The commercial breaks will feature the premiere of the preview of his next Terminator movie due out this summer. And you'll see live shots of him in the stands because he'll be at the game.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie. A movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end.
I love this tape.
Entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I'm so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see you the second time. And there's a long line here.
Thank you, Governor Idiot.
But Arnold, what about the plot of Jingle All the Way?
Yeah. Here I have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
What are you, retarded?
Too busy.
Word is...
What are you, retarded?
Entertainment.
Word is Arnold will have a strong on-air appearance throughout the game in general. By the way, there'll be previews for lots of other movies as well, including a couple of new Matrix movies, The Hulk, and new movies from Jim Carrey, Al Pacino, and Adam Sandler, along with Charlie's Angels 2 and Jack Nicholson's new movie, Anger Management.
And that is with Adam Sandler, right?
Right.
I think so. Yeah, there you go.
Entertainment.
And Jimmy Kimmel's not only having trouble getting guests for his new late-night talk show, he's having trouble getting some stations to run it. The show apparently won't air here in Washington or Baltimore, among other places, even though today we started running ads from Channel 7 saying it would.
Yeah, well, you know, Channel 7 is the most bass-ackward station in the world. They really are.
Right.
Remember, they canceled Bill Maher.
Right.
After he said whatever he said about about the war, and then he apologized, and they ended up canceling Politically Correct, which was okay, because I never liked the show.
Right.
But Channel 7 just made an arbitrary decision on their own.
Right.
They said, well, that's it. We're yanking it.
So they're not going to run the Jimmy Kimmel show?
No, even though we're running commercials for it.
Saying that they will.
And even though
if you check their schedule or their website, it's not scheduled.
And on Howard's show this morning, the commercials say, listen to win a trip to see Jimmy Kimmel do his show live.
Hello. Wake up.
The show's supposed to premiere with considerable hype after the local news that follows the Super Bowl. Here in Washington, there'll be a rerun of ER instead. It won't even be tape delayed here.
I feel bad for Jimmy Kimmel because I think he's a pretty funny guy. Mm-hmm. But he is in a no-win situation.
Yeah.
He's coming on at midnight. Mm-hmm. His lead in is Ted Koppel. Mm-hmm. And he's going up against Letterman and Leno. Yeah. It's like there's no room...
Right.
For a third show.
No, there isn't.
I mean, it'd be different if he was on at 12:30.
Right.
Maybe he could siphon some people away from
Conan.
Craig Kilborn.
Right.
Or Conan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
even that.
At midnight?
Most people are watching, you know, Conan now.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, Kimmel says celebrities are afraid to come on his show because of his naughty approach to TV. He says his new show will be dirtier than Letterman or Leno, but not as dirty as The Man Show. By the way, for Super Bowl night, he has managed to get some guests, George Clooney, Coldplay, and one of the stars of that day's game.
Oh, George Clooney, the other night, I saw a soundbite.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching, fake newsman Bill O'Reilly. Do we have an O'Reilly font, Rob? Could you grab one real fast just to set this up? Because he played a clip of Clooney. He was yelling and screaming about it. Clooney cracked me up.
We legalize heroin because I'm a heroin addict and I want it, so give it to me.
All right, there he is.
Screw the establishment, use drugs, get a gun, call women bitches, hoes, disrespect everybody, and you'll still do okay.
Bill O'Reilly.
I'm going to be in a porno movie.
So he runs this clip where George Clooney's being interviewed somewhere, and he says, Charlton Heston has Alzheimer's. He forgot it, and now he's just remembered that he has it.
That's what Clooney said?
Yeah, and Clooney's got like his big, gigantic smile, you know, his right. big movie star
teeth, right.
and he's really laughing, like, you know. And he explains it. He goes, you get it?
Yeah.
He's got Alzheimer's. He forgot that he had it. And then he remembered it.
There you go.
Bingo.
Clooney.
And for whatever reason, O'Reilly is out of his mind about it.
No, it's because of Charlie's politics.
Yeah. Whether you support the Raiders or the Bucks, you can go buck naked the night before the game. Hotel rooms are hard to find in San Diego, but the American Association for Nude Recreation is offering a free stay at San Diego's clothing-optional resort hotel, De Anza Springs. In fact, the day before the game, there'll be nude hiking and ping pong. On game day, a pig roast and a Super Bowl viewing party. You have to be a member of the AANR to get the free stay, but they're selling memberships on the spot at $50 a pop.
There'll be some lovelies there.
You know, that might just be hype. But I'm sure your story is true, but the other part about the hotel rooms being hard to find.
That's what I hear.
I was reading a story saying that we went to the Super Bowl in San Diego 5 years ago, the last time it was there, and it was impossible to find a room. Now, I think occupancy for the Super Bowl is something like 60%.
So you can get rooms.
Of hotel rooms, yeah, and the hotels are actually slashing prices.
Wow, I didn't know
Why? Hoping that people will come at the last minute, because here's why. All the corporations have downsized.
Oh, all
and
right.
not so many big shots who have their initials monogrammed into their shirts are
really
going to the game.
It used to be a corporate thing. That's what it was all about.
Right. And, you know, I was reading the sporting news, and it had a little blurb on the bottom with all these Super Bowl facts, and it said, for the first time ever, even USA Today is cutting back costs.
Oh, dear.
That they are not paying for Rudy Martsky to go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think he's been to enough. Sorry, Rudy.
They grow oranges in Tampa Bay country. They grow almonds near California's Bay Area. So this year's big Super Bowl bet is not hard to figure. Yes. California Senator Barbara Boxer is betting Florida Senator Bob Nelson a case of almonds against the crate of oranges he's offering. Why do they send reporters out to the airport on the night before Thanksgiving?
Shut up! Why?
Because they have to.
Yeah, I know.
And this is the same law.
Dumb.
And the big promotional brainstorm from Domino's Pizza this year is patriotic. The chain says it'll deliver 6,000 slices of pie to our soldiers in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. And because the game's on in the middle of the night there, that's when the pizzas will arrive.
Thank you, Domino's.
Talk show ringmaster Jerry Springer is apparently pondering running for the U.S. Senate next year. Springer's no stranger to politics.
I bet he wins.
He was a city councilman and mayor of Cincinnati, and he once ran unsuccessfully for governor of Ohio.
Springer.
He's talked before about maybe running for Senate one day. Apparently that day's approaching. Word is the Democrat will decide next summer whether to throw his carnival hat into the ring.
It's carnival.
He's always been a good guest on our show, right? Every time we've had him on, he says, my show's a piece of crap.
Well,
are you ready?
Are you ready to go early with it? You going to go early with the endorsement?
Think it wins?
You, no matter who he runs against, you...
Wow, Don's back to backing Democrats.
I wasn't even listening.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
He says he realizes...
I can't back him.
Damn, I thought I tricked you.
But who do you think will win? I mean, if you're just going to guess, do you think him or the other guy, even not knowing who the other guy is?
Him.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. He says he realizes his talk show could work against him with episode titles like Your Lover Is Mine.
I'm voting for Wayne Brady.
But he says he has the fame and the money to possibly get elected.
There, that's a nice perspective.
Hold on there, Buzz. We got to do this. We will be...
Shut up.
All right, right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
I love Charlie Ball. Click.
America's favorite inebriant, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Click.
Courtesy of the Stratosphere Casino Hotel and Tower in Las Vegas. Here are the odds to win the Super Bowl next year.
All right.
9-2. Your favorite. Eagles.
All right.
Hey.
Raiders are second, 5-1. Third, the Rams.
Really?
Yeah, it's 6-1. Followed by Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, Green Bay, Miami, the Jets, the Giants, the Falcons, 49ers, Titans. And you want to guess who is the worst at 250-1?
The Houston Texans.
Tied with the Cincinnati Bengals.
There you go.
250-1.
Wow. We've all apparently had our fill of the Osbournes. The ratings for the MTV reality show have tumbled in the second season. The season premiere had over 6.5 million viewers, but subsequent episodes more in the 3.5 million range.
What are the odds that Buzz didn't know that I was done there?
Normally, you say my name.
No, I know. I'm sorry, Buzz. I was looking there, and it was just
click.
One of those things.
Yes, it was.
Buzz.
Yes, hi, thank you. The American Music Awards hosted by the Osbournes had its worst ratings ever.
Yes, and it was that show's been on like 30 years, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds innocent enough, but the National Park Service is steamed about a new Metamucil commercial. The spot features a park ranger pouring Metamucil into the Old Faithful geyser to keep it regular. Park Service officials who apparently don't get the joke say it's bad for the environment to pour things into the park's thermal features.
Oh, please.
They also say that getting close to those things, which they're apparently afraid people will now do, is dangerous.
Pour some X-Lax into the fountain.
Quoting a spokesman for Metamucil maker Procter & Gamble, it was a joke.
There you go. Pour it in there. Pour some in there.
In sports, Sunday, the Super Bowl in San Diego between Oakland's Raiders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And finally, crooks are still stupid.
Now, are you making this up?
No, this is a true story, unlike the ones you used to.
Because I used to make these up, and we used to do them as a bit on the show.
But you want to talk about how I felt when I found that? I didn't even know he made them up.
Betrayed.
Wow. Yeah, I felt totally betrayed, bewildered.
I will never do that to you.
Bewildered. And then I walked like John Wayne with a big floppy hat.
I had to send him roses for months.
Yeah, but I was fine after that because they were beautiful roses.
In Richmond, Virginia, a guy has practically written a How Not To manual for robbing banks. The suspect reportedly left a trail of hundreds as he left stuffing money into his pockets. When he got to his getaway car, he discovered he'd locked his keys inside. The 61-year-old then pounded on the car window with a piece of wood. When that didn't work, bystanders chased him down. He tried to shoot them with his gun, but shot himself in the leg instead.
It just doesn't get any better than this.
Oh, yes, it does. He continued to struggle, and one of the bystanders managed to shoot him a second time. After a night in the hospital, he went to jail.
Joke.
All the money was recovered. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
And you,
no.
You didn't make that one up, right?
True story.
Good one. All right, that's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love you, free to love you, Bart. And let's go Raider Nation.
Yes.
For the big manure show on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 I'll see you tomorrow at the taxidermist.
Oh, did you catch one?
I did, and we will stuff our moon cricket.
Wow, that'll be great.
We'll see you on Monday.
BM.
Eaters. Will we meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.